You know what, dude?
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. Joe! The fuck? How'd that feel?
Is that good? Are we good?
Yeah.
Are we on?
Yeah, we're on.
We're on.
Oh, I don't know.
You lunatic.
I just came from MMA, dog.
Come on.
I'll fuck everybody up.
You won't fuck anybody up.
Well, and I think that I could. I think it's okay if you take MMA.
Yes.
You can beat up women. I think.
Sure,
you can beat up women
if you're trained.
Yes,
like if I know how to beat up men and women.
Yeah.
So I think I can kind of. I can fuck up Gabby if you want.
As a woman, I say that that's true.
Yeah, I think that's what do you call it? Equality. Equality.
Am I saying equality. That's what Elizabeth Warren calls it.
I love Elizabeth Warren.
I know you do. I'm not. We're not talking about politics.
All politics.
We do not talk politics. I actually was. I used to take boxing with you know Keith and all them. Right?
Keith and the girl.
Keith. No. My mic is my mic on?
I got nothing.
You got nothing?
We got to start all over. No, I can hear it.
Are you good?
Quiet.
Right?
Yeah,
you
I can
good?
Hear you. Yeah.
I used to take boxing with Keith when I lived in the city. I right down here
it looks
on Broadway.
Like you, I think you won.
So it was me, Keith, Amy, Marina, sometimes Rachel.
Yes.
And it was great. It was hard. And I got really good at it. I got a little too cocky, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
The guy put me in the ring.
Yeah.
To spar.
Yes.
With this little Filipino woman. Fucking ripped the shit out of me.
Yeah, sparring is hard. I started sparring a little bit with Diego.
Yeah.
And he's better than I am.
Yeah.
He's good.
He's Spanish.
Is he Spanish?
Diego?
Yeah.
Diego Lopez?
Yeah.
Really?
I didn't realize that.
Zach, I'm right on that, right?
I'm going to go to a different guy.
Yeah.
He's very Spanish.
He sounds Spanish.
Yeah, he's very Spanish.
He's from Florida. So
so he's probably Cuban.
Maybe he's Cuban.
Puerto Rican. Maybe Dominican.
That's all of them.
Yeah. Well, no, there's Mexican.
Colombian.
Yeah.
South America.
Yeah, Brazilian.
Are we still farting on the show? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine. That's fine.
That was something else. Becky, I'm sorry.
How you doing, Joe?
I'm doing great, buddy. It's good to see you. I miss you.
I miss you, too. You've been all over the place.
I've been out and about. I was in Seattle for a while, Appleton, Wisconsin.
How is Appleton?
Appleton's okay. It's pretty good. I recorded an album there 9 years ago.
Skyline.
At Skyline. It was my first ever headlining weekend.
Really?
I recorded an album. And I'm stretching on the album.
What do you?
Well, you know what was nice about it? I went back.
What do you
there
mean you're stretching?
And I had like 33 minutes of material on the album. I'm doing the thing.
What's the album called?
You know what they say? It's called So Far No Good. And yeah, there's some great jokes on there, but it's garbage. But you know how like we say in certain circles, you spot it, you got it. Meaning like
I've never heard.
You never heard that one?
You spot it, you got it.
Meaning like, oh, like that guy's fucking being a dick, so he can get that girl. When you notice things like that, that's because you do it also.
Okay, I never heard that.
Spot it, you got it.
Spot it, you got it.
You should be hanging out with me more often.
I should.
You
say it like in a Boston accent.
You spot it,
dude.
You
spot it, you got it, kid.
That's Amatha.
And that's, I spot it, and you got it.
I am Martha, and if you spot it, you got it.
I got it.
Don't read any reviews of this fucking album,
because
it can't be good.
I
remember one
review
early on was really bad.
Let
one of them was
one
like, all the five stars must be his friend. Is that a review?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, read it.
There's one from a guy that really trashed it.
I can please barely see it.
Is it all right. The title of the new album from Joe List, So Far No Good, could not be more of a misnomer.
Oh, this is a
perhaps,
good one.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
All right, like scroll down.
One.
Get out
Let's
of there.
Let's find a bad one.
Yeah, find a bad one. That's a 3-star.
That's really nice of them.
That's 3
Freaking
star.
Awesome. There was one. I do remember there was one because I remember Dave Waite texting me and was like, hey, don't read this review. And I was like, oh, geez. But there was one review.
Where are
like,
the reviews? On the
iTunes?
On
there,
iTunes.
But somewhere
don't
there
go,
must
don't
be.
Google review because you'll come up with all good ones. Go to iTunes if you can.
Yes.
But so I did. But anyways,
yeah.
I'll see a comic on stage and they'll go.
They'll be like, why can't I be like him?
No. They'll,
oh, sorry.
They'll say something like this. What was that? What'd you say?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought I heard something over there. And I'm like, oh, they're filling time. I did that. Where everything you hear, you go, oh, what happened over there? Let me see if I can get 8 minutes on this. That's what I'm doing
a drink?
On the album.
What kind of drink you getting?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I heard someone order a drink, I think. and then people were like, oh, I said, I love a Bud Light. Whoa, Bud Light, look at this guy. And then you're like, oh, there's nothing there. That feeling of trying to fill the material. But I'm doing a lot. Like even my wife was like, I remember listening to your CD before we were dating and thinking, this is a lot of crowd work. It's bad.
I did mine on my album. It's not on it. But I recorded 5 sets at the Comedy Stop in Houston. And Robert Kelly Live is the name of it. And I self-produced. And there was one clip. I was going to put it on the album. It was... me screaming at a guy. I lost it.
Yeah.
Why?
This cocksucker in the front row was just staring at me with his arms folded during the set. And it was one of the, it was the Sunday night show and nobody was there. I had the album, but I was still running it just to see if I could get it. And it wasn't that packed.
Right.
And this cocksucker sat up front and just folding his arms. And I kicked him out.
Yeah.
I was just like, why the fuck? Why come? I just lost it. Like, it just all came crumbling down. I was like, why would you come?
You should find that and make it a bonus track on that.
I snapped. I go, get the fuck out! Just go! And then this couple left with him. I go, good for you! I mean, they actually left before him because I was snapping so bad that they were like, this is bullshit. I go, good, you made a decision. You hate me. You don't like what I'm doing, but you're a man. You stood up and you left. You didn't sit here and take my shit and just watch me. You're a man. You got your wife and left. I was just screaming at this guy. I go, but you're a piece of shit. You don't even have a spine like that man. Everybody just started walking out of the room.
This should be the album. This should be an album like
the
this.
Whole
didn't,
album.
Didn't DeRosa do an album of
No, that's
snaps?
Every album he's done. He just snaps on the crowd.
Yeah, mine's garbage. But there's some great jokes on there. Like, there's good jokes on there.
Yeah.
But I was basically, like, a feature act who got a headlining weekend, and I was like, and then they were like, maybe we could do an album. And I was like, great. And I was also a drunk. So, anyways, it was weird going back to Skyline, because it was 9 years ago. I went there twice. One time I did it with DePaulo. One time I headlined. But I was so fucked up on weed and booze. Like, I didn't even remember the town. Like, usually you drive through, and you're like, oh, dude, that's the bar. I was like, I've never been
Appleton.
Here. I don't think
Houdini.
I've ever been here.
Houdini was born there.
Oh, no kidding. David Ortiz met his wife at Skyline. She
at
was
the
a
comedy
waitress.
Club.
Yes.
Big, a lot of big girls in fucking Appleton.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of big girls and a lot of pregnant girls.
Heavyweights.
Heavyweights.
A lot of heavyweights.
I remember when I was there, I was like, wow, a lot of big boned women around here. Hey. And a lot of them had babies.
Yeah, that's what
very
they do.
Young.
You get DUIs and you fuck. That's what people. That's America basically. That's DUIs and pregnancies.
The last time I was there, it was with Kevin Meaney was the headliner.
Oh,
I don't care.
How's
I don't
doing?
Care. He's not doing too well lately.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, he passed away on a couch.
Oh,
up in Westchester.
Yeah, that's sad.
Yeah, that is sad. He was a great guy.
I think we talked about this before. What's weird with comedy sometimes or life? People like that, I didn't see Meany often. I did Aruba with him. We spent a week together.
Yeah.
I'd see him occasionally at the Cellar.
Yeah.
But when you don't see people very often, when they die, you kind of forget that they died.
Yeah.
Like you're like, how's me? Oh, fuck. He's. I mean, I was doing a bit a second ago.
Of course.
But there are moments where you're like, oh, right.
Do you ever call the number?
Oh, no.
I still have Patrice's number in my phone.
Oh.
Yeah. What if I called it and he answered?
That would be pretty cool.
He was like, yo, what's up, Bobby? Don't tell nobody.
Like, I can't talk. I'm not supposed to get my phone here.
Remember when I took? remember when you said you love secrets?
That would be amazing if he just was hiding out.
Yeah.
He's tough to hide.
Yeah, he's tough to
Who do you miss? Who do you miss the most in your life that's gone? Or your dad just passed, so probably that's something.
Yeah, I mean, There's two different. There's personal and then there's business. And sometimes they mix.
Is your dad business?
No, he's personal.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I miss my dad. I miss my Larry. Because when I was younger, I pulled away from him.
Right.
And I pulled away from my mom. My you know, teens and 20s, even when I was sober, I still pulled away. I was just like, I'm going to do my shit. Because they would give me the shit that they got. You know, you should get a backup job. You should have a career. You should get something that you can blah, blah, blah. They were looking for my, you know, parents back in the day they were looking at your retirement.
Right.
When you were fucking 18.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm. What are you going to do when you're my age? Well, you're not even your age. You're not retired, you fucks.
Right.
That's what they did. It's like, what are you going to do when you're fucking 90? Is the only thing they worried about.
Right.
Which I get. Back in the day, you got a house, you supported your family, and then you retired and died. But, you know, our generation was like, fuck it, go for it. At least me.
Yeah.
So I had to pull away from them. I had to really rip away from them to go do my shit and fail and do all the live in shitholes and move to New York. I remember them driving to New York. They were like, what the fuck are you doing? You're fucking... They must have been like, you'll be home in a month. This is stupid.
Yeah, I always wondered that with my parents because they were supportive.
Yeah.
But I always wondered what the secret conversation... Well, there must have been a conversation where they were like, this is fucking crazy. We're going to have... There's no way. Comedy. Yeah. What?
Well, I remember one night... My stepdad was actually talking about, like, how much money could you make doing this? And I dropped a check, and it was $3,000. And he was pissed.
Yeah.
He was like, huh? He got like, what the fuck? You what the fuck? I've seen you. You don't deserve that.
Yeah, that's,
you
know, I mean? Think, a weird thing for them to, yeah.
Yeah, that was a weird, they didn't understand that type of money. But they also don't understand that, look, yes, I make that money, but I can't support you. I can't pay your house off.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I think there's a thing in there, too. Look. If Max was making money, I'd be like, come on, get me a boat. I mean, something.
Right.
It's just, you got, there's no way your parents, there's fucking no way your parents, if you're in show business, aren't like, okay, I've seen him on TV. He was on a TV show. Get me a new car. Pay the house off.
Yeah.
Something. And they don't understand you really can't do that until you have big, big money.
But it's awkward because I've helped my parents out too, but there's also this weird, I think, shame involved.
With you or them?
With them.
Oh, fuck
where
yeah.
Their son is like, I'll just pay for that. There has to be a thing of like, okay, thank you. Like, that can't feel great when your child is like, I'll pay for this.
Yeah.
It's got to be a weird feeling, I imagine. And maybe resentment or.
I mean, but do you understand? Shame. It's like, look, we gave you everything. Your whole life until you didn't need us anymore, and then you left.
Right.
And it's like, we need you now because the whole world has changed. Money's changed. Everything's a little more expensive. Everything's a little more fucked up.
Right.
The neighborhood we lived in is more crazy. I mean, so it's like, all right, we'll give back. If I could, I would pay everything off.
Of course. I always think that's the first thing I would do if I had big money.
Well, first thing I would do is do what I did, is buy a house for my family. First thing is this. My family, number one.
Right.
Max, my wife. They have to be taken care of. Then comes my mom and family.
Right.
You know?
Where do I kind of pop in?
You are right after my mom. I mean, right after my mom.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, you're right. If you need something, you're right after that.
I'm ahead of these three nitwits, right?
You're ahead of most of them.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, of course.
I feel like I'm up there.
Gabby, what do you need? A phone to call your dad?
No, I don't need anything, but I feel like I'm up there.
I mean, look, you're up there, but not in front.
I won't ask for anything, but I want to be up there.
If you needed something, I would give it to you, okay. But I would definitely go to your dad. Hey, dude, I did give her.
Right. And he'd pay you back.
I mean, look, dude. I mean, with the VIG, too. I'd have to charge him a VIG.
Sure.
Just because, no.
Yeah.
So, no, I mean, of course, I would give you guys anything.
So just so I'm clear. So, like, if someone was like, I'm going to kill Joe or your son, you'd pick me?
I would have to pick. If someone was going to pick Max or you, I would definitely pick you.
To die.
You'd die.
Right. That's fair. I just wanted to make sure we were on.
You
want to
do the Don thing?
Page.
We can do the Don thing.
Well, you got to go younger. But sometimes whoever the youngest person is, you got to save. Me or Don, like, you got to save me. I'm a little bit younger than her.
You're a little younger, yeah.
Yeah. And this is the thing with showbiz.
A little less cunty.
Look, this is pretty cunty. The thing with showbiz is we're in the lottery. Like, my parents yeah. or your mother or my aunt, yeah. they're always going to make fucking 18 grand a year, and they can cut coupons, yep. and they can buy generic brands.
Boom.
But you and I, and Gabby, I guess, whatever, but like, we're in the lot. Like, you hit a show, boom. All yeah. of a sudden, like Sal Volcano's got to be worth $900 billion. Yeah. This guy, you know, he's whatever.
I mean, for being silly in Long Island, Staten Island with his friends.
Yes, he was being yeah. silly, and bang, we're being yeah. silly.
It's
we got nothing.
Luck.
But
pure luck.
Well, he's very skillful, no, obviously, it's, very likable.
Of course, it's his talent, their talent.
Of course.
And their desire to create met luck.
Right. I mean, Dan yeah. Soder, I mean, this guy's about to have $20 million. I think, I secretly think Soder has more money than fucking Bill Gates.
I hope he fucking holds on to that hair, but yeah. I mean, for a couple of years he'll have it.
Speaking of which, where are the other guests? I was told there was a bunch of heavy hitters coming. Well, I thought there was a bunch of heavyweights going to be here. I'm over here carrying the goddamn show.
Soder will be here in 15 minutes.
I like to snipe. I like to just sit
I know you
and
do, buddy.
Zing. Now I'm over here talking. I don't even know what I'm talking about over here.
Verzi was supposed to be here. But he called me. I knew he was canceling. He called me this morning. Yo, what's up? So what's it? What time? What's this thing? What's the plan?
Oh, as soon as someone like, answer boy. Starts with questions, you know.
Yeah,
it's
you're like,
going
I go, listen, it's Joe, Dan. He goes, so you don't need me. I'm like, well, I don't know if that's the case. I thought I would, you know, be us three. And he was like, no, you know. I was like, you want? I'll let. And I was like, all right, you want to get out? He's like, you know, man, if you don't need me, I'm like, I do. It's not that I don't need you. Stop saying that. But I understand.
I want you.
I understand. I understand that you live in North Salem. You're a half hour from me.
Massachusetts? What is he, a witch?
He's up in Westchester, Salem. There's a North and South Salem. I'm actually looking for a home in South Salem.
Mm.
So if you and Sarah want to buy a house.
We don't. You want to know something that's happening in our lives about homes?
Yeah.
Should we finish the Verzi? I could tease it.
I mean, tease it. Yeah, I guess.
Tease.
Well, you know what I want.
Crazy is happening in my life.
All right. Well, here's
big.
Okay.
Huge.
All right. Well, now anything we go to is gonna stink.
Yeah. No. No. It's something we might be.
Well, we're,
big
the
change
the
coming. What's up with Verzi?
You dumping Sarah? So
spot it. You got it.
You spot it. You got it.
I guarantee Martha, and if you spot it, you got it.
I guarantee I ask her for a name of the show at the end. She goes, I was thinking about Verzi no show. I'd be like, what was the other thing? I don't know. What was it?
Fuck you.
Like, you spot it, you got it. Oh, that's a good one. Write it down, asshole. Anyways, the original thought that we were going with that I'd like to get back, because I hate when podcasts do that. When they come up with something and they don't finish the thought. My father, I miss him now a lot because he was about to be a big part of my life with Max.
Right.
Because he's such a great dad. He did such a great – he's just old school 1950s Frank Sinatra, cooks, cleans, and loves, and sings, and laughs guy, right? And he would have been a big part of my kid's life. And my life, because, you know, all the questions I would ask him about the backyard or about Max, and he would talk to me about it. But the last year or so in his life, he was sick.
Right.
And we didn't know it. He wouldn't tell us because he's such a fucking man.
Yeah.
He's such a man where he was like, you know what I mean? And he shouldn't have got that job. He should have just went and got better. But he went and he got this job, got fired in his 60s, got another job a year later. And that the first week of the job is when he got sick and he passed away. So it's... Do I miss him? Yes, I miss him so much. But I wish he was around because it's hard to – I don't have anybody to call.
Right.
All my – I'm not, you know, I'll call Keith. What do I do? When Max – just hit that mother – what? No, I don't –
You're bugging me.
Just kick him in the nuts. What? Let him blow somebody. What? No. Get him some pussy. Nope. You know, nobody I know. I mean, Lewis, but no. No, Lewis is a great dad. But yeah, it's hard. It's just harder because it was always great to have that, be able to call. Hey, listen, this happened. Oh, what you want to do? And he's very cool about it. So that part I miss. I wish I had an older male figure in my life that I could call and be and have those questions about Max.
Right.
You know, whatever. I mean, it's cool. Not I figure it out. You know. Yep.
Google.
That yeah.
So him more than Patrice.
I would say him more than Patrice.
Right.
Patrice, I miss. This is why I miss Patrice, though. Of course, I loved him. And I talked to him, too, about shit like this. You know, my name, my kid's name is me and him talked about what we're going to name our sons.
Wow.
You know, and I was like, Max. He's like, I was like, Maximus. And he's got to do Maximus. You know what I mean? And we kept going Maximus, Decimus, Meridius, because that was one of our favorite movies. And I remember we would always talk about having a kid and blah, blah, blah. And he was, I think he was definitely probably going to have a kid with Vaughn, and he would have been a great dad. Fucking incredible. Ah, I remember when he came to my house in L.A. and we had these two little dogs, two little puppies. And I was like, ah, shit, he's going to hate these dogs. And he sat down. I remember he was on a fucking blow-up mattress in my living room in Culver City. Both of the dogs went to him and slept with him.
That's sweet.
And because they know, dogs know good people. And I remember him just sitting there with Diva, just patting her. Just, you know, and he's the most gentle fucking giant I ever met. But Patrice now, he would tell everybody to go fuck themselves.
Yeah, that's what I miss artistically.
We could all, I feel like I love getting behind him with shit like that. I loved when he was my friend, when he would call somebody out in a big way on TV and just smack people. Remember that thing he did with the lady on the yes. news? It was like, ah, great. Good for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, him and Bird do that. They're very precise, but Patrice was real precise with why you're wrong.
Right.
Why you're wrong, yeah.
Not a white male, which helps.
Yeah.
We've got anything coming from us is a little bit tainted because
of Elizabeth Warren.
That's the...
No, I'm kidding.
That's the, you know, that's the whatever. That's the way it is these days.
It is a weird fucking... And it is, you can't say shit.
Look at what he pulled up. White men must be stopped. The very future of mankind depends on it.
Yeah. I don't know, but I think they're talking about the wrong white guys. I don't think there's too many of those white guys left.
Which ones?
The no, ones they're talking about.
I think there's a lot.
All right, name five.
Five? this is a bad topic.
All right.
Well, it's going to lead to a bad place.
I mean, you just get into a big fight.
But... Anyways, big things happening with Sarah and I.
You have a baby.
We're moving to Hollywood. Hollywood, baby. Ow, ow, ow.
What?
Yep. No, I'm kidding. Bobby's face is bumming me out. I don't like Bobby's face. I can't do things like this.
Are you fucking moving to L.A.?
No. What are you kidding? Oh. No, but listen to this. Our apartment. You've never been to our apartment.
You just made me angry.
I know. Well, you bummed me out. Your face was weird.
Yeah, because you said you're moving to L.A.
I'm kidding.
Well, you're not LA.
No, of course I'm not L.A., but I do like L.A. I'm not one of these guys.
I like L.A. too.
Soder's one of these guys. There's a lot of these guys that are like, dude, L.A.'s fucking whatever. I'm like, it's unreal. L.A.'s my second favorite city. What don't you like? The mountains? The fucking ocean? You don't like being able to hike and swim in the Pacific on the same day?
No,
it's beautiful.
I like L.A. I'm fine with L.A. with that shit. Absolutely. But you're not L.A.
No, I'm not L.A.
Hey, your mind would explode there.
It's not for me. But you know what? I do think sometimes when I spend, first of all, my two favorite things to do are swimming
suck
in
dick.
The ocean.
Oh, sorry.
Swimming in the ocean and, yeah, sucking
okay,
dick.
Great, yeah.
I like swimming in the ocean and hiking. That's like the two times I'm the happiest in my life. Mm. So I think I'm like, sometimes I'm like, I'm living in the wrong place. What is this?
Yeah.
I hate everybody here. I'm like, you're a cunt. You're walking on the wrong side of the sidewalk. That was a fucking green light. Stop opening the subway doors with your baby, you fucking idiot.
You got to get the fuck out of the city. Go where I live. Dude, me and Don went on a hike with Max the other day. We're in the woods in 10 minutes. 10 minutes, we're on a trail.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 10
Jersey.
Minutes.
Fuck Jersey.
Ugh, fuck Jersey.
Oh, gross.
Ugh, fucking ugh.
Yucky.
Fucking
I do love the Jersey Shore, though.
It's the best.
That's yeah. wonderful.
Listen, you should move up to where I am.
But listen to what's happening with my home. We got this apartment. We got a badass apartment. Brand new.
It's bad meaning good or bad meaning bad?
Bad good.
Zach?
I'm from the 90s, dog.
Zach's a rapper. He knows.
Are you a rapper?
I am.
You never heard his songs?
I also live like four blocks away from Joe.
That's right. We're neighbors.
All right. You do?
Yeah.
Did you ever invite him over?
No. A rapper? I don't think so.
Andy's Arab.
Arab? Oh my God! I hope your career blows up.
What
the I sent a tape to SNL. Fingers crossed.
We have a couple of tapes you want to send SNL to.
Oh, don't, come on, dude. But anyways, we have this huge apartment, and then they're building an apartment below our apartment. And my landlord is like, we're going to knock down the ceiling or whatever. Spiral staircase. You can have it for a very small amount more. So I'm doubling the size of my apartment. I'm going to have like a two-bedroom, two-bathroom home in Astoria. For
really?
Like, good money.
Wow.
I was like, I was reluctant, but he's like, eh, take it. I'll knock it. We'll sign our lease. He's like, we love having you, the whole thing.
Really?
Whoa. I'm going to have a fucking massive apartment.
Now, how they're going to build it.
Whoa.
So they're going to build
it. Be now?
Who can it be now? Who can it
they're
be
building it. Like, the downstairs is built. Now they just got to bust through our floor, which is a little nerve wracking.
So they're going to bust through your floor?
I guess so. It's a little
weird. What are you going to do?
I don't know. Just not.
What are you going to? It's the winter. It's the winter's coming.
That's what I'm worried about.
The winter. Yeah, have you seen Game of Thrones?
This is what I'm.
The winter's coming.
I have not, but this is what I'm worried about. It's like, I got to ask him, like, do we have to heat two levels now? Like, is our heating bill going to be quadruple?
Yes.
Air conditioning? Do we have to cover up the thing?
Oh!
Oh,
oh! Oh, Danny boy. The pipes, the pipes are cold.
Danny. What, I'm just repeating everything you said.
From land to glen and down the mountainside. But we're going to say Tora, Tora, Tora.
It's an Irish lullaby.
Oh, that's nice.
That was beautiful.
That was nice. I think if both of us, if we sing quiet enough, we can actually sing okay.
Yeah, let's try another song.
Whisper sing.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Bobby. Happy birthday to you.
Sorry, y'all. I had to take a little squirt.
I think that was
after
nice.
A rock session.
That was beautiful.
That was a short squirt.
Yeah.
Dude, you take small peas too.
Hey,
no, that's on Sean Patton.
I pee a lot.
Sean Patton. Are these your old stairs from your house?
No, actually, Joe just made a big announcement on the YKWD.
I'm moving to L.A., dog.
Yep. He's moving to L.A. He's gone. I made the same face. The same face. Don't get mad. It's not true. Put the headphones back on.
Not true. We could have gone another second.
Yeah.
I was
not
mad.
No, because it really made me mad, too.
Yeah.
It made me fucking, I was so aggravated.
No, I would never leave.
Those are the stairs that I shit my pants on when I shit myself at your house.
You shit your pants at my house?
I've told you this story. Why? You're worse than my grandma.
Yeah,
you're worse than my grandma who's 92 years old.
She's still alive?
God bless.
Oh, good.
she doesn't know any. Like, I'll tell her things 20 times. I have told you on this podcast.
Well, why on my stairs? You never said stairs.
Because I was downstairs.
Now you keep adding details once a year.
I was on antibiotics, and I was drinking beers downstairs.
You had a fucking flu in my house?
No, I had strep throat. And I was drinking downstairs. I had wings and a couple Budweisers. And
you were eating in my bed?
No, I was downstairs in the at the cellar.
Oh, is that when you fucked the chick in the bed?
I didn't fuck in the bed. I fucked in the shower.
Oh,
my fucking awesome shower.
That was awesome.
Well, oh,
thank you.
Right.
By the way, I jerked off to that recently, so thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, that was a good memory. Great shower. Scraped my feet up, but that was awesome.
Have you considered that the lady might not want you jerking off to her?
She's a woman. She was 43.
Thank you, man. She was not 43.
No, ladies.
Well
ladies
into
cool.
her late 30s.
Girl
she was deep in her late 30s.
Deep 30s. He was young 20.
Girl is bad. Lady's fine. You can say lady.
Lady. She was a lady of the shower.
Yeah, but she was old.
She wasn't old. She was
old for you.
My she wife is 41.
What are you talking about?
One.
Your wife is 41?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
She looks great.
Thank you, Dan. Yeah, proper reaction. Appreciate it.
I have an honest reaction. Do you appreciate honesty? Say it again. Say it again. How old is your wife?
She's 41.
Wow, that's awesome.
But no, that's not the all right reaction.
Try it again. Try it again. Here we go. Do it again. How old is your wife?
She's 41 years young.
Oh, mature.
No.
Oh, okay.
God damn
don't
it,
say
Bobby.
Mature like mature. That either.
Try it again. Watch, Bobby, just watch.
Yeah, good.
How old, Sarah?
My wife is 41 years old.
Wow, she looks fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Let's try it again then. Here we go. Ready?
Acting off.
Here we go. Go.
She's 41 years old.
Does she know my mother?
I like that. You know what? That's the right way to go. But I took antibiotics, and I had Budweisers and wings at the Olive Tree.
Jesus.
And then I took a cab, and I had to poop. and you know the door code to get in your building.
Yeah, yeah.
I got that, and I was like, I'm home free.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and Diva and
Kelby
were yipping downstairs. And you had that gate.
Yeah.
The second I stepped on that spiral staircase, my butthole had a little light, and poop just started dumping out into my underwear.
Wow.
And I ran downstairs and kicked the gate off over your bed. You know where the other side of your bed was, where that fucking dresser was?
You've never told me this.
I fucking clean kicked it over your bed.
You've never told me
this. And then I just ran into the bathroom and pulled it down, and there was a racquetball amount of shit in my... And then Diva and Kelby were just like... And I was like, shut up. And I was just shitting intensely. And then I had poopy butt, so I had to get in your shower and wipe my butt.
You washed shit in my shower?
I made sure it was down the drain.
You didn't tell me that. You keep adding to this fucking story. You're trying to make me crazy.
And then I threw away my poopy underwear with your dog's poop because I walked him. Because that was good. So that was a good house.
Did the dog get any poop licks in?
No, because I kept doing this. I kept swatting them away. They're tiny, and they kept being like, ha, 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 the little tongues. I was like, no.
Wow.
They try to sniff your shit?
Yeah, but I had...
That'd be funny if Kelby just shit right next to you because he smelled shit.
Dude, it was funny when Kelby and Diva shit outside, and then I just put it in the same bag
as your underwear.
Yeah, and then I threw it outside by the mental patient place.
How very metaphorical, though, that you're, can we talk about Joker?
Yeah.
Fuck
sure.
Yeah.
Right.
How metaphorical that you're
you
having like
friends?
Nobody. Not really.
God damn.
Well, Jesus my wife, Christ. But I don't know who's seen it, who hasn't seen it, and I want to talk about it because I really enjoyed it. But if I was a filmmaker, which I am in my head a little
bit,
it'd be metaphorical you're spiraling down when you shit your pants. That would be one of those things that you're like, the director chose to have.
I just thought it was funny that poop shot out of my butt.
Yeah, but
this
is what I think is funny. As you say, you tell me the story before. I've never heard.
Look it up.
The front door story. I've never heard kicking the thing over my bed story.
I'm pretty sure.
And I've never heard about the dogs.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to make Jacob on the bonfire go back, and I told you that story on the bonfire, and I bet we can find it, and I bet I said...
I bet you didn't.
The dog.
I bet you didn't.
Hashtag gaslighting.
Gaslighting.
Dan's gaslighting you.
What? I'm not gaslighting him at all. You just learned that term, didn't you?
Yeah, he did. He used it last time on the podcast.
Yeah, Joe.
Dog.
Joe comes in with a new term.
Dog.
Yeah.
I know about gaslighting. It's from the film. I'm a film guy.
No, you're not. You were on tour with fucking Louie, and he said it five times, and you looked it up.
When you do that to me, it makes me enraged.
Yes.
Louis is a smart guy.
Hold on.
Yes.
Okay. Tell him how you feel.
All right. Okay.
Of course.
I don't mean to make you enraged. I'm just saying Louis is a smarter guy than you. Oh, smart.
That's a debate for when we're not recording. he's a very smart guy.
That would be a fun trivia pursuit. Louis
trivia,
versus Joe.
Well, it depends on the category.
It's Pearl Jam, you got them all.
Yeah, I got a couple of categories.
If it's Pearl Jam or empathy for your friends.
What about...
I mean, like, he, like, dominated.
Yeah.
He dominated on Jeopardy. I mean, it was like a display.
Oh, he's crazy.
Yeah,
he knows a lot of things.
I would say, what if we do Massachusetts Trivial Pursuit?
Yeah, Joe would win.
I don't know. He knows a lot. We're similar things, but he knows a lot. But there's times when I'm like, no, that's incorrect.
And when you're talking about, emotional connection?
Yeah. Being there for people?
I'm not comfortable with any of this.
I'm kidding.
I don't know the guy. I was just jumping on Bobby's bandwagon.
I know,
he's not a fan.
I know. I figured that. I knew that a long time
I'm
ago.
Joking. I know you think that.
Told Joe that Louis treats me like the parent of a friend that doesn't like me.
Here's Soder.
Yeah, because you know why?
Why?
Because you got it.
What?
You got it. You
what
got it. You have it.
Thanks, dude.
He takes little birds with broken wings under his wing.
Learns to fly. Take these broken wings and learn to fly.
You say my wings are broken?
No, you
win. You got bird bones,
dude. I'm going to break your glasses.
Shut up.
You want to punch me again? I'll let you punch me
again. Get it.
Put your glasses back on.
This is like the first UFC where there was no weight classes.
I was watching some of those. They didn't know what the hell was going on. They didn't know what was going on. The guy, Ken Shamrock, tapped, and then he kept fighting.
Yeah, he did.
The ref didn't even do anything.
If you really want to see the best first UFCs, go to the third one where there's just this Canadian guy in a cutoff T-shirt and karate pants, and he's just lighting people up
because
he just runs forward going like that. It's one of the best.
Oh, that's
a guy who, I think it was the first one where they made a rule. you can't punch in nuts after that? Because I think that same guy ran up to this fat, I think, sumo guy.
He kicked him. He gave him a backwards kick, and he knocked his tooth out. I was watching with my stepdad.
No, not that guy. I know who you're talking about.
That was the first match ever in UFC.
You know that
he got
guy,
kicked in
it?
The face, and his fucking tooth
No, not that guy. There's another guy. He was just it was a sumo, a Japanese guy.
Yeah.
That guy's Hawaiian, by the way.
Okay.
He is on Hawaii 5-0.
Oh.
He's the big Hawaiian on Hawaii 5-0.
He was the guy that got his tooth
cooked
out?
He's the guy who got his tooth flew across.
Dude,
right
by the way,
case.
It looked like a little white supremacist, too, in long pajama pants. That's it. That's the fight right there.
Yeah.
The guy on the right just fucking nailed him.
But he kicked him while he was down. There was another guy who got, he just punched him. First UFC, punching the dude in the nuts. He punched him he just kept smashing his balls.
I love it. What a way
to
go.
And they made a rule the next one.
He should have said his fighting style was little brother. I fight like a little brother. I bite and go for nuts. And sometimes I lay on my back and I do the wheel kick.
Yeah, the first UFC was great.
Sarah had a funny idea that I think would be funny to shoot as a sketch. I was, rear naked choking her.
Oh, cool.
In the house.
How's that not abuse?
It's for fun.
Okay.
It's just for sex.
I'm going to say that if I ever lay a lady out. I go, that was fun. We're just learning boxing.
Yeah, well, it's so I can have sex with her. But I was choking her.
He goes, tap. Yeah. Tap? Can't tap? Let's do it.
She started pinching my arms really hard, and I was like, ah, fuck. And I'm like, that would be a great move in MMA. The guy, instead of tapping, he's just like,
now you fucking. I'll tell you right now, if anyone tries to give me an MMA hold, I just jam my thumb into their armpit. They'll let go real fast after
that. You
might think that.
You bring just it on, tickle dog. Somebody.
I'll put my gloves
tickle.
On.
Tickle, man.
I didn't realize how dominating of a tickler I am. What I do is I get the elbows down on him, and then I just get in there with his long, bony fingers.
Tickling, that's the thing that would, enrage me, though.
Jay can't be tickled, or he says he's going to piss his pants. So people take shots at tickling him. Shane Gillis will try to tickle him all the time, and Jay will be like, Jay thinks he does the thing where he laughs, and he goes, that's seriously not cool. It's seriously not cool.
Do you know it's seriously not cool? Mentioning that name.
Yeah, don't mention Shane. What are you doing?
I don't know. What's going on, dude?
We're trying to have a new show.
Let's go. Whoa!
What are you guys? What's your problem?
I am a little. I'm part.
What are you, part duck?
You look Asian-ish.
I am part Asian.
Dude, if you said you're half Japanese, if your name was like Bobby Mushimoto.
You do, because.
Bobby Mushimoto. Supreme businessman, Bobby Mushimoto. Yeah, with the glasses. Yeah, those are like very Breakfast at Tiffany's racist Asian glasses.
Plus the small dick.
We do have a Buddha. What?
Yeah. Oh, man.
You
this
have a
is
tiny
mean.
Dick, right?
Well, I don't have a. I have a nice dick. I have a grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Bobby's a sensual lover.
I used to be a lot more, but yes, I am a sexual lover.
A sensual lover.
Sensual, too.
Lewis said that one time. Lewis just goes, I'm a very excellent lover. And then now I've just seen him with a woman. I'm like, I actually think he is, and it grosses me out to think that.
Well, Latinos, that's what Latinos got going on.
Yeah.
They're good lovers. They're Latin lovers.
Yeah, Lewis's new look is starting to bug me.
I don't like it at all.
Oh, the glasses? Yeah.
The yellow glasses and mustache? He looks like he runs a shooting range.
Yeah, it looks like...
I fucking skeet shoot Lewis. I don't like it.
He looks like somebody's stunt driver.
Yeah. He goes, here's what we're going to do. We're going to take this thing to the edge of the building and drive it back. I could probably get you two tires off. Can't do three. That's how I lost my driving partner. Yeah, dude. Lewis is skeet shooting glasses.
A very Hooper look.
You guys saw Joker.
Loved it.
I didn't see it.
Oh, you didn't
see
it?
I didn't see it.
It's a great
movie. We can't talk about it.
Yeah.
Well, you can't talk about it.
It's a great Batman movie.
I'm going to ask questions, and then you answer them.
I loved it.
It's a great Batman movie.
As a guy who
I heard it
knows
wasn't,
film.
You don't obviously know film.
I know film.
Have you ever been in a film?
I've been in a film,
what
yes.
film?
I don't like the way you ask.
Oh, all right. Yeah. Let me ask again.
You're going to just shit on the movie. I'm in a film.
Let me try it again. Hey, Joe, you've been in a film?
Yes.
Wow. What film, Joe?
I happen to be in a film with an Academy Award winning actor.
What?
Named, J.K. Simmons. I can
really?
With J.K. Rowling.
Would this be the movie Punching the Clown?
It's the sequel to Punching the Clown called Punching Henry. Also
Henry
featuring
Phillips.
Sarah Silverman, Sarah Talamach, Doug Stanhope. Yeah. Maybe you heard of him.
Oh, yeah, they're
Jim
all
Jeffries,
great actors.
Academy Award winner, J.K. What's-his-toes.
Yeah, but this isn't an act. It's not a
I'm
movie.
I'm in the film.
Movie.
It's a film.
What do you do?
There's an Academy Award winning fucking actor
doesn't
in it.
Doesn't matter.
Joe,
what do you do?
Joe, I hate to interrupt. Hi, Robert.
Hi, Dan.
I'm, as someone that's a SAG card-carrying member.
Me too.
Me too. Three SAGs. You're in SAG? Gross.
How are you and SAG?
Why would you say it like that?
I'm just kidding.
Rude?
Because she came confident in Joe, and I protect this house. I protect my family.
Thank you. We go back a ways.
I'm in the Writers Guild.
All right. Now you're just sucking your own dick. I'm in the Directors Guild.
No, you're not.
I just directed this.
You didn't direct anything.
Just directed this.
This moment?
Nice credit. I just directed this
that's
moment.
That's not you.
You looked because I directed you.
Anyways, I'm in a film. I know films. I love Joker.
I love Batman, and this was a great Batman movie.
First of all, I heard it was not a comic book movie.
It's a Batman movie.
That's what makes it
good. What does that mean? What does it explain that?
It's the perfect prequel to a Batman. It's the perfect prequel. I want to see Todd Phillips do a Batman movie.
You see, Dan doesn't know film.
No, I don't. I also don't act like I do.
Oh. I don't act like I do. I present that it's something I know.
Shade.
Everyone knows. There's two things I know. MMA and film.
Yeah.
You do know MMA. Movies.
I would
You're a movie guy. I'm more of a film guy.
Right. I like a nice Fast and the Furious. It's about family.
That's not I like
family. Oh, you ever see his Instagram?
Yeah.
He just sits there. There's a sunset behind him, and he just sits there with the camera like this.
Who?
He's an old hot chick.
And he doesn't say anything. He's just like,
Vin Diesel's
you know what I'm saying.
Dude, I don't know if I'll get in trouble for telling this story.
Please.
But Koppelman and David Levine did this movie called Knockaround Guys.
I love that movie.
Yeah, with Vin Diesel.
When he goes up, he goes, you got to have 400.
Yeah, dude.
400 what? Around 400.
Dude, I don't know.
Can we play that?
I might. I hope I don't get in trouble for this story, but Koppelman told me a story that they walked out, and Vin Diesel was like doing this thing where he was just like walking around. And they're like, what are you doing? He's like, I'm just preparing to know how it feels when I walk around and everyone knows who I am. And everyone's like, what? What a weirdo.
Wow. Well, he wasn't wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who he is now.
Look at that body. Gabby, would you take a run at that?
100%.
That's a pretty good body.
Would you kiss that tattoo on his tongue?
I got a better body.
What about you, B-Rod?
I never really found him attractive.
Thank you.
You're more of a dead Paul Walker
girl.
I get it. You're goth. I like it.
This
I like
is
skinny.
How about the second one from the top? Right.
That's
there.
Me.
Yeah, that body's whatever.
That's a great body. Yeah, what about that, Gabby?
Sure.
Would you take a run at that?
Why not?
Why?
I don't know.
Man, you just lost all. You're like the Joker. You just don't care anymore. You're like if murder was sex, and you're the Joker.
Joe.
Yes.
You don't like his body?
I like that body.
It's fine. I mean, like, as far as, like, celebrity, we're Googling bodies, it's, like, mediocre.
Would you say that he cares about family?
Cares about family?
Here.
I don't know, maybe.
That's great. You know, can I say something to you, though? That's fucking nuts.
What?
That's crazy, but we all kind of do it.
Dude,
I
don't think we do it to that extent.
I know, but you know, if you're I've been honest on the show.
Yeah.
When I first booked my first pilot.
Yeah.
And I was walking around the mall with my hat down.
I'm sure.
Because I thought people were going to recognize me, but it was a pilot. So the only person that would have recognized me is the crew.
Or the editor.
Because no one goes,
hey, I think I chopped up your pilot.
No, we were mid pilot.
Oh,
it wasn't even in editing bed yet. So we all have that thing where we're like, you know, where you're famous. Or,
sure.
Because, you know, but to verbalize it.
To verbalize it's crazy.
To practice it.
To practice outside while you're filming a movie.
Practice being famous.
Is crazy.
It's crazy.
It's bizarre.
It's super bizarre.
It's fucking, dude.
But
if you see it, you got it.
Spot it, you got it.
I knew
Vincent Diesel was a D-bag when The Rock didn't like him.
Oh, is he a bad guy?
I don't know. The Rock like put out a thing of like,
yeah,
they like kind of had a beef online for a little bit because The Rock said that Vin Diesel was hard to work with.
Yeah.
And then Tyrese hated The Rock. I don't know how it is.
You know what?
I love The Rock.
You know what I'm proud to say as a film man?
Yeah. As a cinemaphile?
Yes. I've seen
cinephile.
Zero films.
With Vin Diesel.
With The Rock. No, Vin Diesel, Saving Private Ryan, of course. Zero movies that The Rock is in.
You never saw The Rundown?
I went through his filmography.
The Rundown's
I've never seen
fun.
The Rock in a movie.
You've Rundown's
never
seen very fun.
Yes, you have.
Tooth Fairy.
Nope.
That's a good
Get
one.
Shorty 2.
Didn't it Get Shorty 2?
What's that? Get Shorty 2?
What's that called?
Don't
keep
buy
it real.
This. Don't see this movie.
What's Get Shorty? Remember Get Shorty?
Yeah, I remember Get Shorty.
What was the second one?
You had to have
Get
seen
Tally?
One of his movies.
No, what's the second?
You never saw Junk. Oh, that hasn't
what's
came out
What's the second
yet.
One? What's the second movie he was in? With that,
I don't know.
Is the Rundown?
No, the movie to Get Shorty. What's the sequel?
I don't know.
Fucking Keep Shorty.
Did you ever see the other guys?
Can you just please write in sequel
with Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg?
Write in sequel to Get
very
Shorty.
Funny.
Please.
I've heard that.
Very funny movie. The other guys.
Love Gabby just does what she wants. This is like doing this with my wife.
Yeah, I
keep going.
I was looking up shoes.
I'm going sequel. I go, can you just? She doesn't acknowledge. She just stares.
Be
at
cool.
The screen. Be cool. You saw Be Cool.
I did not see Be Cool.
You never saw Be
I've
Cool.
I've lived my life that way, but I've never seen the film.
You're lying.
You never saw it.
Why
you've never
would I
seen
lie?
One movie with The Rock.
You never
I'm
saw,
telling you. That's what I'm telling you.
You never saw Be Cool.
No, I don't watch Be Cool.
With the afro?
No, it's.
What about Pain and Gain?
Hang on.
I never saw Pain and Gain.
Rich Voss is on the pod. We're doing a podcast live, Rich Voss. What's
Rich
up?
Voss, richvossroast.com.
Hello?
I've never seen a set of his either.
Voss.
Hey, consider yourself lucky.
Are you there? Oh, he can't.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, now, what are you doing? From the studio or from your set?
We're doing it up in the studio.
And who do you have as a guest?
I have two superstars of this podcast, Joe List and Dan Soda.
Oh, wow. He's that's
up.
Funny.
That's it, I mean, funny. It's not funny. It's, could you just...
That's funny.
We start coming to mind.
Rich Voss, it was funny. I thought he was gonna come with a shitty insult. But
it's
he hung
funny
up.
If he doesn't call back.
Yes.
If he calls back, he's
don't pick up.
He's yeah.
He'll
he's
probably
just,
call
no.
Back.
Do not pick up.
He's just not funny.
Do
if
not
he calls
pick up.
Back, yes. If he calls back, he's not funny.
Yeah.
Can we all agree on that?
Yes. Don't pick up.
Okay. I'm not gonna stop yelling at me.
I'm
my mother
I'm
called
scared.
Me. My mom called.
What's your mom?
I love
I know,
Joker.
Anniversary of her husband's death. Not too good.
Yeah.
A year today.
You want to call her? Talk to her.
Yeah, it's rough.
We talked about it earlier.
What?
Anyways,
Love Joker. Thought it was great. I don't care about this. All this Batman, whatever we're
it's
talking about.
It's a Batman
about.
Movie.
It's what great.
Joe tries to act like he's a cinephile, but he likes a Batman movie.
Why is it
I love
great
a bunch of Batman. I like the Christopher Nolan Batman movies, and I love the Tim Burton Batman,
Batman
movies.
Tim Burton Batman movies stink.
Fuck you. They're great.
Not maybe the first two. The rest.
The first
of
two.
That's the only
that's
ones
the
he
ones
did.
He made.
Joel
the other
Schumacher.
Joel Schumacher.
And that's what I said. They were on the same page.
Tim Burton.
Fuck you back.
You're right. I take my fuck you back. And thank you, Joel Schumacher, for giving Michael Keaton the opportunity to play a great Batman.
I thought Joker was fun. But here's the one thing. I'm not a comic book guy, so maybe you can explain this to me. Someone else brought this point. So in the film.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to give
Batman's
too much away.
My favorite comic, so I know I can go deep.
So it's your favorite.
Of all time. I love Batman as a character the most.
Bruce Wayne in the film is 10 years old.
Yes.
Maybe. And then Joker in the film is like 45 years old.
Sure.
Yeah.
So how can the Joker be 35 years old, older than Batman? By the time Batman is Batman, he's going to be 75 years old.
Yeah, but Jack Nicholson was 65 and Keaton was in his 30s.
No, Jack wasn't 65.
Yeah, he was.
65.
He was 60.
No, that was 30 years ago. He's not 95 years old.
He should be.
89.
He makes a good point. They fucked up on the Joker's age in this. They should have made him 30-something.
But you need Joaquin Phoenix.
Yeah, but what? Wait, wait, can I say something, though? You don't know his age in the movie.
Yeah,
you don't
thank
know
you.
His age in the movie.
Thank you, Robert.
But so, it would be hard for him to pass as 35.
But he could be 35.
He's like either a really fuckable 42
by the way,
or
I'm
like
asking,
an unfuckable 30.
I'm asking questions here. I'm not saying it ruined the movie. It's bullshit. I was just like,
what did it not do?
What
was that again?
I'm like, all right, fucking, bleh. I'm not one of these guys.
One more time. I didn't get
that
it.
Was
like, fucking, what is that
that's,
movie?
That's drinking, Joe.
I'm not one of those
that
guys.
That was Joe when he drank.
I'm just curiously, I don't know but comic books. I'm like, is that the age difference between Batman
it
and
can be.
They're supposed to be rivals.
By the way, the whole point of Joker wasn't that he could beat up Batman. It was that he mentally fucked with Batman.
Yeah.
Right.
And
he
chaos.
He was the antithesis of Batman, which Batman didn't believe in killing people. Batman believed in saving Gotham, and Joker just liked chaos and liked murder, and he thought you saw that at
that's
the
fair,
end.
That's fair.
All right, now listen. Here, okay, so
but it's a great Batman movie.
Great, is it a Batman movie or just a regular?
No,
movie?
I don't know what he's talking about. There's
it's
no
a
Batman.
Movie about a guy losing his film. Shit. But if you're a Batman fan, it makes it a way better movie.
Ah,
okay.
Because
but
by the
what
end,
do you mean
by the
by
end,
Batman?
I was like, I went home and watched The Dark Knight. That's how excited I was about that movie.
But what? Why is it a Batman movie?
Because it's about Gotham City and Gotham City turning into a shithole, which inevitably sets up Batman, because Batman won't be anything without Gotham being shitty, and also the Joker becoming the Joker and hating Thomas Wayne and all that stuff, but mostly hating the rich and igniting the poor,
right,
gets Thomas Wayne murdered.
But
and
I,
so Bruce Wayne's an orphan by the end of the movie, which...
Don't ruin it. Spoiler.
Ah, jeez.
But Bruce Wayne's parents are dead. That's the whole point of Batman.
Yeah, but you can't spoil the movie. We
but
don't know
they're alive at the
it
beginning
has nothing to do with
the
movie.
Movie.
All right, listen.
But I just read recently, and I don't know anything about anything, but I read recently that the Batmobile lost a wheel and the Joker got away.
He did.
I heard that.
What?
You know what's crazy is Robin also laid an egg.
No shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I didn't read the whole thing.
I don't know.
What are you queens talking about?
Just talking fashion. You wouldn't understand. Work, Joe. Work, girl.
So you like the movie as a movie, not as a comic book movie?
Well, I just liked it as a movie. I don't know what the
said that.
Yeah, I don't know. But you also said not as a comic book movie.
I heard it's not a comic book movie. It's more of a
it's for adults to feel like it's not a comic book movie. It's
a movie that anybody can go see without knowing the comic book.
Sure.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because it's not a DC comic book like a Marvel movie.
Yeah. No.
It's like
no, it's good.
It's gritty, well shot, right. Perfectly directed.
Because there's no
Joaquin
magic.
Phoenix is unbelievable.
He's got no bat thing or.
So when Christopher Nolan took over the Batman series, he basically was like, "Let's take Batman and make him a little more feasible." That's what Batman Begins is. You see Bruce Wayne train in martial arts. You see him go to the East,
like me.
Yes, basically. Joe List is basically a young Bruce Wayne without the money or the physical attributes.
But I do have a huge house.
But he does have a huge house and he loves bats.
Spiral staircase. Dan took a shit on it. Maybe you'll take a shit on yours.
Joker got away.
Yes.
Batman Begins, and Christopher Nolan did the whole. He kind of fell off on Dark Knight Rises. Yeah. It got crazy because I think Heath Ledger died.
Not
and that
terrible.
Dark Knight Rises is not good.
It's not a good movie.
Why would you say that it's not good?
I love it.
There's some flaws, but it's entertaining.
Do you remember how fun we used to have with Bane?
Oh, I love it.
Bane Afraid of Spiders.
I love it. There's some flaws.
Can you help Tom Taylor do
that?
I heard that you heard the story about Christopher Nolan has Final Cut.
I heard.
And they watched it and they were like, listen, you have Final Cut. You gotta make him more audible. Like the original version was even worse. It was like,
Dan Soda loves Batman so much because his father died too.
It's true. Welcome. I've already known. Yeah, you could hear him over enunciate in the ADR when he comes back, where he's like, this is when Gotham shall fall. You didn't talk like that in the original.
There's some fun moments in that
but
movie.
I think Christopher Nolan did with the Batman series is just what. When Todd Phillips came in, he's like, why don't I make a feasible Joker? Why don't I make Joker the character, which is a fucking crazy character? Why don't I show people how he got to that point?
That's why Iron Man was a good movie, because they did the same thing.
Exactly. They're like, how do you make Iron Man feasible?
Oh, he had to make this little outfit to get the... The only part of Iron Man that I wish they fucking could fix is when the beginning of the movie, he shoots up into the air out of an explosion. Yeah. Got it. Okay, got it. I'm with that. Shoots around, I don't know, 1,500 feet into the air, over a mountain range, far enough away where they can't get him, and he lands on his head in sand.
Oh,
and then he's like covered. It's like that wouldn't, you'd die.
Sure.
You can't fucking, there was no protection inside that suit. You'd be dead.
Do you think someone gave Jon Favreau that note, and he was like, I'm making a fucking Iron Man movie?
Yeah, but here's what you could have done, right? You could have
had him die.
No, put a little house.
There's no Marvel universe.
I don't know. Put a little house over there that broke his fall.
Oh man, so funny if he becomes a quadriplegic Iron Man. He's like,
they did that to Don Cheadle, poor fucking guy, smashed his spine in Winter Soldier. Oh no, was it the Civil War? Was it Civil War?
Civil War. Yeah.
Civil War. He went up and he got shot by fucking what's his name? Fusion.
Vision.
Vision. I know nothing.
Fusion.
Yeah.
Man, now I want to go see Joker again because it's such a good comic book movie.
I haven't seen it. I'm very excited about seeing it.
It's very
good. Joaquin Phoenix is getting a lot of shit for it.
For what?
Shit. Because he's getting Oscar buzz.
Yeah, but nah. But
Oscar buzz. You're going to get a fucking Oscar, kid.
You fucking spot it. You got it.
You fucking, you're scaring the people with your fucking scary portrayal.
He's very good.
Because they're saying, the social justice people are saying that it's...
that's what I like.
It's white guys with guns again.
Sure.
Snapping.
I know, but that's what I like. It's rock and roll. It's fucking dangerous. I'm watching the movie going, whoa.
It's our Black Panther. This is sad white guys is Black Panther.
I thought Batman was our Black Panther.
No.
But I just...
Joker.
I like that it's a little punk rock. But I heard a theory about the film. Now, this is getting crazy.
I know which theory you're going to say.
But the last act is all in his head.
I heard the whole thing. Because remember in the beginning, he's smashing his head when he's meeting with
the lady. Don't spoil it. What?
Oh, yeah. But it's an homage to Taxi Driver, which people say the same thing about
Taxi
Driver.
Travis Bickle never did any of that. He's just a crazy person.
Really?
You got to go see the film, dog.
See the movie.
And then we'll reunite and we'll talk. We'll really just spoiler alert
Here's
it up.
Here's a man who
but
would not
fun.
Take it anymore.
But what about the Gary Glitter scene? Is like,
dude,
amazing. I wanted to jerk off to that.
It was
shit.
Crazy because that song is so great, but you can't listen to it because he's a pedophile.
And they're getting shit for that, too.
And then all of a sudden, you know the scene where he's coming down the stairs dancing? That's a dun dun dun.
It's really great.
Da-da,
that's a great moment.
Da-da.
And then there's like hilarity in there. The scene with the little guy.
Hey! Oh, great. He goes for the door.
One of the I'll say this and I won't give anything away. I laugh so hard when the guy, it's like a classic joke formula.
Yeah.
But the guy's knock on the door. You know, he's like a clown. He gets fired. It doesn't matter. And then they show up and he's wearing the face paint and they go, "Did you get a new gig?" He goes, "No."
It was great. That whole
really great.
How are the comedians in it?
Great.
Great.
Great. Gary was awesome.
So cool to see Gary.
So cool to hear Sam Morril, and then he gets, because he's there. Like, they did it all at Dangerfield.
Greer's in there. Brian
Greer
Callen
was,
is
Greer
in there.
Greer was the one where I was not expecting to see Greer, and when he turned around, I just, in the theater, go, Greer Barnes.
That's
just
exciting.
Out loud. Because he turned around, he's like, yo, man, Brian Callen was in it.
Right? And then there's another comic in there.
Chris
Jim
Red.
Norton. Jim Norton.
Chris Red's in there.
No,
he's
in
Spider-Man.
The Irishman. He was in The Irishman.
Is he really?
I think he stinks, and I don't like him.
So excited for that.
He plays...
yeah, I'm skeptical.
He plays Don Rickles.
Oh, man.
And The Irishman. Yeah.
I'm skeptical
so
of that.
So all the comics were great.
Yeah, it was great. It was a really fun movie.
Now, how was fucking De Niro?
Awesome. It was a nice ode to
De
King of Comedy.
But De Niro's been a little fucking weird.
But
though.
Yeah, he doesn't have to do much.
He was basically...
Oh, Marc Maron. We forgot Maron.
Maron was great as the line producer. Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like his part must have got cut because, like, he's in the opening credits.
They so
he's
show,
barely in
they,
the movie.
They show so much. Like, usually you see a trailer, you're like, I get the movie. This, they show so many weird things happen. His mom, him getting beat up a couple times, then the show, and then he's doing. I don't know. It's weird.
It's like, really good.
You don't know where it goes.
I love it. I'd say go see it.
Really?
I'll go see it again.
And you think he's going to get an Oscar?
He should.
He'll get nominated.
He'll get
sure.
nominated for
I
sure.
I don't know if they'll give it to him because he's, now we're giving an Oscar to the thing. They let that shit get in the way of that shit.
Who's they?
The Academy. The people.
Yeah.
But who's
and you
the
know, people?
Oh, he gets like, he's playing this white guy that shoots a thing.
Yeah, but it's
then,
not. They don't give a fuck. It's the small group of people that give a fuck that complain. The Academy would give it to a fucking white male every year if they wanted to.
Moonlight, Best Picture?
I'm telling you. What's Moonlight?
Was that the Best Picture?
What Moonlight? What's Moonlight?
Moonlight. That was the movie that won. It was all.
What did that win over? La La Land.
Yeah, which La La Land's not great, I know.
Moonlight.
I like
what was Moonlight? Oh, is this that movie with what's his name?
Yeah.
What was that about?
It was about a gay
guy. It's about superheroes. This guy, Moonlight.
Gay kid.
Are you sure?
He comes down and he uses his Moonlight.
Are you sure that's not Mike Brown's ad for his weekend show at the Brooklyn Ball.
Dude, if I were a black comic, I would make my poster look exactly like Moonlight.
It's a good poster. It's a fine film. It's okay.
Just didn't deserve to win?
I thought it was okay. I thought it was like...
What should have won?
You don't think
year?
That it's the pressure from...
I mean, listen,
they did the same thing for years, and then the outside pressure, the outside voices were like, you need to fucking do something about it, and then they finally did.
Of course.
And now it's there's no more comics. They don't want anything to do with comics.
And Spike Lee won last year for a movie that I thought stunk.
Yeah, it was like...
It didn't even make sense. He won like Best Screenplay.
So now you think we're
like,
just giving
what?
Away awards like we're doing with kids?
Yeah.
I don't think
like
they're giving away...
Wins?
I don't think it's like that. I think it's like there is a thing of like we have to make sure this is diverse.
Yeah.
Because we're going to get... It's going to be the front
even
page
even if
of
the movie
York
doesn't
Times.
Deserve it over another movie. So think, creativity...
But, by the way, but also worth saying, the Academy has always been like this for one reason or the other. They've always given it to epics over... Like Goodfellas never won. Violent films never won for years.
Goodfellas should have won. What won the year Goodfellas did? 1990?
I think that was, hold on, don't tell me. I think that was Driving Miss Daisy. Or it might have been Dances with Wolves.
It was Dances with Wolves.
Dances with Wolves was a good movie. Though.
Dances with Wolves. It was Driving Miss Daisy.
Doesn't deserve it over Goodfellas, though.
I thought it was. Goodfellas was.
No, I think Driving Miss Daisy was. Oh, it was 90.
Was it Goodfellas?
Was Goodfellas nominated?
It was 90. It was nominated.
What was
yeah.
the best picture in 1990?
We just looked it up. Driving Miss Daisy.
No, but what were all of them?
Oh, I don't know, but Goodfellas was that year. I mean, it was clear that they should have won.
Driving Miss Daisy, Born on the 4th of July, My Left Foot, Field of Dreams.
Oh, so this is 89. Yeah, that's
my
what I
left
thought.
Foot. Yeah. Holy shit. Well,
that was 89.
Look at those movies.
That was 1990 crazy. Oscars.
But that's all those movies deserve to win.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have movies.
Dangerous Liaisons, Mississippi Burning, Working Girl, The Jeez. Accidental Tourist, and Rain Man. Yeah, definitely,
My
definitely
God,
Rain Man.
That's fucking crazy. Mississippi Burning was a great
1991 movie. 1991 was Silence of the Lambs.
What is it? Goodfellas, Ghost, great movie. Dancing with, great movie. The Godfather Part 3.
It was Dancing with the Wolves.
Yeah. I know. I know almost every year. 92 was Unforgiven. 93, Schindler's List. 94, Forrest Gump. 95, Braveheart. 96 was English Patient. Should have been Fargo.
Oh.
97 was Titanic.
Love
98
it.
Was Shakespeare in Love.
Love it.
99 was American Beauty.
Can't
2000,
get it
I think, was Gladiator.
Well, how do you
know this?
I'm Rain Man. I'm a cinema guy. I'm a film guy. What do I call myself?
He,
film
he used
boy.
To tape the Oscars every year. He'd put it on tape. That's
Dan knows.
That's a big of a
why
dork
would you just watch
is.
It by yourself?
I love it. I love the Academy Awards.
You do.
I love film. But yeah, there's always been things like that.
He does love
where
film.
They would do things
I
like
love film.
You know, anyone that plays
cinephile
any
journalist.
Kind of biopic, they get the Oscar. And
biopics suck. We need to
I just
stop
saw,
making
I saw
them.
Judy.
They
was
suck.
It good?
Why do you
okay,
like biopics?
Because they always have that one line of dialogue that blows. Jay and I talked about this, where there's always that one line where they're like, I'm going to change. And I'm going to change the world with it. Yeah. And it's like, no one talks like that. No one says grandiose.
What's the best shit. Biopic?
Of all time?
Walk the Line?
No, I didn't like it.
What?
Okay.
Pull up Top 10.
What?
Ray. What about the Gary Busey, Buddy Holly one?
That's pretty good.
That was pretty good.
That was a good one. And it's good because he was great in it, and now he's lost his fucking mind.
Bohemian Rhapsody was garbage.
Garbage.
Oh, I liked it.
What's Love got to do with it? You like Bohemian Rhapsody?
No.
I thought it sucked.
I love Queen, though.
Malcolm X was great.
The Social Network qualifies as a biopic?
Coal Miner's Daughter.
No.
It's got to be. Amadeus is pretty great.
Rocky Capote. Amadeus.
Those ones are
Capote.
Good. Amadeus is great because those are the ones we're not that familiar with the person.
Yeah.
I hate watching a guy play Elton
Raging
John.
Raging Bull, number one.
If we're going to call
the
that
Doors.
A biopic.
I would probably say Raging Bull.
Raging Bull or The Doors. I thought The Doors was great, too.
Beautiful Mind.
Beautiful Mind's good, but who gives a fuck? The fucking weird guy with voices in his head.
Yeah, he stinks.
Well, you know, mental health is nothing
new. Oh, La Bamba was something.
La Bamba, really?
It was fine. I don't know.
No.
The last 12 years
some
a
of
slave.
These are like 12 Years
That's
a Slave
watch.
Is not a biopic.
Frida.
No. Frida. You had to just pick it because of Gandhi. No.
But this is biography. This is a different category. Like Schindler's List isn't what we're talking about.
No.
We're talking about a famous guy that they. Oscar Schindler's not famous.
I would
not
say.
A celebrity.
I would say Malcolm X was a good one. And. What was the other one? Go
There's
back.
A Mr. Rogers one coming out that's about to make.
Oh, I heard that's fucking great.
Dude, I watched
it.
I watched the documentary.
Woo!
Made me cry.
Oh, I cried like a little girl.
And then the trailer, I was
you
like,
cried?
Yeah, hell yeah.
I cry a lot.
I cry too.
Most dude, I myself. Cried on a plane. Voss and I have talked about this. There's something about being on a plane that
yeah,
makes you
yeah.
cry easier.
Yes.
And I watched that Mr. Rogers documentary on a plane, and I was weeping.
I cried on a plane too a couple times this in the last few months.
It's what crazy. Did you do? Listen to a set.
I'm still there for it.
Are you really? You were half there for that.
I was half there for that. My stepdad
yes,
did that.
Ended, dog.
yeah,
I'm afraid of his jujits.
Dude.
He punched me at the beginning
I'm
of the show.
A dangerous man.
He punched
I don't like
face.
To use my power and skills, though. It's kind of one of those things. You just when you have
for
it,
protection.
You don't use it when you
You're
have
just
it.
Protecting your beautiful wife.
Yeah. I don't.
I cried. I think I talked about this. I cried at the movies where Max had to. He covered my eyes. And he's like, Dad, don't watch this part. It's too sad for you.
Oh, my God.
Because I was
Your
bawling.
Son thinks you're a pussy. Your little
what
boy
was
thinks
it?
You're an absolute puss.
Yeah, you're not supposed to let your son see you cry. He's going to turn out to be a pussy.
If you're going by my dad's rules, you shouldn't let your son see you. That's how my dad lived his life.
That's hurtful, Dan, to me, as someone that likes you.
Thanks.
Yeah, I'm hurt.
And someone has a dad
that's
been there his whole life.
Well...
Yo, what's up, everybody? Dude, look, making your home, your apartment, the place you live beautiful is the ultimate in self-care, self-respect. It makes you feel good. You spend a third of your life in your sheets. Don't you want them to be insanely comfortable? Of course you do. So, you know, when you sleep well, you live well. These are hotel-quality sheets that don't cost an arm and a leg. Brooklinen. My favorite sheet there is. I have 3 pairs. I told you before, they sent me one. I bought 2. It's a great gift for somebody. It's their birthday, their anniversary, Christmas. You don't know what to get somebody? Get them a pair of Brooklinen sheets. 35,000 5-star reviews. Winner of best online betting category by Good Housekeeping. Everybody's talking about them. The Men's Health, Apartment Therapy, Business Insider. 500,000 happy sleepers, and it's brooklinen.com, founded by 2014 by wife, husband and wife team, Vicky and Rich Fullup. They just want to give you great home essentials, sheets, beddings, towels, and more without the markup. There's a 300% markup by the time it gets to you. That's gone now with this, with Brooklinen, okay? I love these sheets, and you will too. So get them, all right? My Brooklinen sheets are my most favorite sheets. I come home, I feel like I'm sleeping at a Four Seasons. They're just cool and soft and warm and comfortable. So here's the deal. Brooklinen.com is giving you exclusive offer. You know the deal. My listeners, 10% off and free shipping. That's right, 10% off and free shipping. When you use promo code what, dude? At Brooklinen.com. Brooklinen is so confident that you'll like their sheets, comforters, towels. Okay, they give you a lifetime warranty. The only way to get the 10% off and free shipping is to use promo code WHATDUDE at Brooklinen.com. That's Brooklinen.com, promo code WHATDUDE. Brooklinen. These sheets are the best sheets ever, dude.
Yeah. We're talking emotionally or just physically?
Does anybody have a good dad relationship?
No, that's why we're funny.
I assume.
So, but what's going to happen to, like, this next generation that has dads?
No, you're fucking
comedy's
up somehow.
Stink.
You don't know. You're fucking
what
up somehow.
What did you just say, Minnie?
You're fucking up somehow.
I'm not fucking up at all.
Everyone fucks up.
You are. That's the thing. You love him too much. He'll be in therapy one day.
I don't love him too much.
And they'll go, well, his lips were too sexy. That's what it was.
He goes, he used to lick his lips before he kissed me on the cheek.
You say too many nice things.
I do. Now I have to sit down when I pee.
You can't not lick your lips when someone mentions
you're
lips.
Fucking nice.
Yeah, dude. Look at your lips. Ah, what's up, LL?
As soon as someone says lips, you start licking.
Look at those fucking
and that's
going to
fuck up your son.
Look at those kissable bits.
How is this?
No, he'll hear the podcast or something.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine when Max stumbles on you-know-what, dude? When he finds out about the retarded lady on the bus with you and your friends?
He's going to hate me. I've said so many times that James is better.
Max, I just want to say this right now. I never put James over you. I still love you.
He loves you, Dan.
But you better watch out, because if James here, he's going to be dangerous. Oh, he's already taking MMA.
Max is taking boxing.
Max is tougher than James.
Max is a tough little
MMA
kid.
MMA is tougher than boxing. Whatever fighter wants
all,
the most rules is the worst
guess
fighter.
Guess what Max just joined?
I learned that at MMA.
Guess what Max just joined?
A kumite, an underground karate tournament. Of only six-year-olds.
I'm an expert in film. Right.
They actually
and
break waffles.
There you go. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's a little kid fight.
What do you think of this invention?
He's taking jiu-jitsu, by the way. Max just started jiu-jitsu.
He's got a good ground game. I've always liked his stand-up. I've always liked Max's stand-up.
Max's stand-up
is good.
Lewis,
I thought James might get him if they got on the ground, but I'm glad to know he's rounding out his game.
That's great.
I want to take him. Did you see Khabib swimming in a river? I think we need to do that with Max.
I want him to fight a little bear first.
I'm totally down with everything you're saying.
I want him to fight a bear and then swim in a river, but I want him
I'm going to throw this out there. Yeah. Once I film the special,
yes.
I'm going to have a little time.
Yes.
Let's go up to Alaska. Me, you, and Max.
Yes.
Rocky IV training montage.
Yes.
Hearts on fire.
Hearts on fire.
Hearts on fire. Strong desire.
That's when.
Do, 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 do.
And then Max will take a picture of James off his mirror and crumple it up.
Yeah.
And he'll be lifting us up in a
James,
fucking
James will be in the city. He's in a skateboard smoking.
Yeah.
Hanging out with Lewis at the podcast.
That's right. You defeat everyone.
Yeah.
You're a real ass boy.
Yeah.
He's like, you're right, Dad. He goes, everything he hits, he destroys.
What about this invention?
And then Max looks at me. I don't know if I can beat him, Dad. Yeah. I go, if you don't, it's okay. I still love you. And he goes, I'll do it.
And he
Dad.
Goes, you know, Dad, I've seen a lot of things here today, but I think if I can change and you can change, I think we all can change.
Yeah.
And that's where he's going to win
everyone
over. The
place goes nuts, yeah.
Then he's going to collapse the Soviet Union.
Yeah, that's when I grab my chest, and then the next one is I'm in the hospital.
Don't.
And I wake up, and he
I don't
goes,
want
Dad.
Rocky III.
He goes, Dad, and I go, win, man.
Dong.
Dong.
I want you to win.
That's Rocky II.
Yeah, no, we're having fun here.
We were having fun.
How about...
Sorry, cinephile.
Yeah, sorry, cinephile.
We'll keep it to fucking...
How about this?
Yeah, how about this?
MMAAA.
Love it. You say your problems,
you
get in there,
up,
scrap it out.
You go in there, you say you spot it, you got it, and then the next thing you know, you're choking each other out.
And by the way, there's no weight, there's no age, because it's all anonymous.
Yeah. I love it. MMAAA.
I'm Robert. I'm an alcoholic, fourth degree black belt.
My name's Dan, Muay Thai, and I haven't drank in 6 years. Let's get it out!
We should do that.
I love you. I know the Muay Thai stance.
I go.
What about this?
Yeah.
YKWDUFCMMAAA.
That's too much.
I love it. No, it's
that's
a good shirt.
That's an event.
It's a t-shirt.
We're going to have to go to reservation to get that sanctioned.
That's an event we have.
That's lawless fighting. That's like when they let Tommy Morrison fight with AIDS.
Gabby fights the guy over there, you know?
Dan just keeps wiggling too much. I can't stop laughing.
Yeah, dude, Tommy Morrison had AIDS, and the Native Americans let him fight.
I know. He had the HIVs.
Yeah, dude.
It's fucking just shooting HIVs into the front row.
It's crazy.
Is he dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, he died of
AIDS.
Bingo.
Yikes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Dying.
It's really weird how much all these pill commercials are coming out now where they're just like, AIDS ain't shit.
Yeah, prep.
Yeah, they're like,
just prep
for
your
it.
Dick.
Yeah, you're going to run through a field of dicks. Take this pill.
Yeah, you're married. You're going to suck a dick in Atlanta. Just prep it.
Yeah. Preparation H.
Am I right? For those butts.
Get that preparation. Keep the swelling down and keep the AIDS out.
Can I ask, what is preparation H?
It's to make your hemorrhoids smaller.
It's hickseed oil.
Oh.
Is it really?
I don't know. I just said
that. That was so convincing.
Isn't it? It's something like linseed.
He might be a cinephile, but you're a damn thespian.
A thespian.
Yeah, you're a good actor. I would like to make a film that you act in. Small, something small.
Well, young Bryan Cranston was in a preparation H commercial. Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, it's crazy as I'm reading that new Howard Stern book,
you know,
with all of his interviews.
They use preparation H under your eyes.
Oh, to take down bagginess.
It takes all the bagginess out. You rub it under your eyes, and it takes all the bagginess out.
I don't have bags. I do MMA.
No, you don't have bags.
Okay, we got it.
Sarah does.
We got it. But on Stern.
Sarah has a bag.
Oh, man, that's a sharp awesome. Elbow.
Sarah's married to a bag.
Hey, hey. Bag of shit.
Bag of fun. A bag of cinema facts.
Yeah. What are you gonna say? I'm sorry.
Bag of love.
In the Stern book, they put an interview with Bryan Cranston, and he's talking about like how he was like a swinger in the 70s.
Really?
Just like having like threesomes and foursomes.
Jesus.
Bryan Cranston was. And he was
with
like,
guys too, huh?
No, just chicks.
Okay.
Bryan Cranston just nailing ass.
No shit.
And Stern's like, did you wear a condom? And Bryan Cranston's like, nah.
Wow, he's a Breaking Bad boy. Hello.
All right. I heard that movie sucks.
Breaking Bad, it can't be.
El Camino, the movie that came out on Netflix, heard it stinks.
Is that, what's El Camino? That's Breaking Bad?
It's the
Bad?
Continuation of the Breaking Bad movie.
I bet it's on right now.
It's on right now. It came out yesterday.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What about what do you think
is
of that?
Is it 20 minutes of or 20 past? What time is it right now?
20 past, buddy. Right. Well, 14 past. Why? You got to go?
No, when it gets quiet in the room, there was an old thing where it's probably 20 over, 20 past, but it never actually works out.
Yeah, it never works out. If you see it, you spot it.
Oh, I thought you were guessing when Lewis was going to show up.
Lewis isn't coming.
I know.
What if he showed up with those dumb glasses? I would give you $1,000 to break.
Yeah, he wore them last night at Skanks, right?
He wears them at night. That's his thing?
I don't know.
I'll
tell you this. I'm going to see him next week on Legion of Skanks. I'm going to be very vocal that I do not like it. I'm going to be very vocal.
Why?
I'm going to be very
You don't like
ornery.
Gun Rage Gomez?
No, I don't like fucking Gomez. Yeah. I don't like clearing brush with a fucking. He looks like he's doing landscaping work.
And he looks like he owns a helicopter.
You just hear that. Yeah, helicopter pilot.
All right, we're going to go up. Now I need you guys to keep focused.
You guys are going to see on your left. right to the left is the island of Manhattan. We're going to go around it a little bit. I need you guys to keep your arms inside the helicopter.
He really does. He looks like a lesbian.
Yeah.
Now, I think you're a great actor, but I think you got to stick to the script. Because you're improvising helicopter pilots that everyone needs to keep focused.
You know what? I think that's.
Can I say something?
Can I say something?
The people in the back of the helicopter going, what? Why?
I was. Can I say something?
Yes.
I was improvising a helicopter pilot in War.
Oh, okay,
he was doing okay. He was doing a tourist.
Can
one
I
in
say?
Vegas.
Can
oh,
I
that's
say,
not bad. Then.
Mine,
that's okay.
Mine was a helicopter. Like I was Vietnam War.
Right,
the glasses.
Right.
Can I say something?
I mean, just stay focused. We're gonna make it back to the base.
He I
didn't
let you. Me.
I didn't get the last part out there. Would have maybe clarified. And then he jumped in and did a tourist.
If I could,
because I picture being a tourist and the helicopter pilot's like, everyone stay focused, and I'm like, why don't you?
Can I be honest?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I be honest?
Sure.
That's it.
I was gonna say. I took your story
yes.
and made it as a sequel about PTSD
right.
in living in the city.
Because my guy was in the war, but yes. then that's your job
yes.
later in life. So it's like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Now you're doing this.
This could be a film.
Yeah.
That better be the name of this fucking episode. This could be a film.
I like it.
Just Joe going, this could be a film.
I like this. I see this.
I miss naming episodes.
You know what I saw? Can I tell you something right now? I don't want to pick on the
Please
guy.
Please don't tell us. No, tell us later. Save it.
I want to pick, Anyways. I don't want to pick on him because he's not here.
Ooh. Okay.
But I want saw this gives me the douchiest douche chills. It makes me want to throw up.
It makes I'm ready for
saw
it.
Yeah,
Ari Shaffir,
yes,
Ari David Shaffir,
yeah, Ari this, Jonathan Shaffir.
Do this non-ironically.
What?
I never even brought it up to him, so it's a little unfair.
What?
When I saw it, I just pretended I didn't see it.
What?
I once saw him do this.
No.
For
no. Joe, for those of you who are just listening, is doing the classic director look through the hands.
Make a make a movie screen with your hands.
Yeah, well, why?
You need
I think because he was
film.
Looking to shoot his special.
Yeah.
And he was scouting location. He was doing the thing where you make double L into a
now,
Y.
When he
that
went
doesn't
by,
work.
When he went by your face, did you stick your finger in front of his lens?
I just
I got
did
a fucking shot for you.
He did it. I was standing next to him, and I just went, oh. I did like an actual almost threw up,
you
and
did,
I had to leave.
You did the,
like,
Lloyd, you did the
him.
Lloyd Christmas when he realizes that Mary's hanging out with Harry?
Yes, exactly. It was appalling. It's one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, he's not here to defend himself.
You know what's
himself,
really weird
but...
is usually when I walk into a venue, I touch the ground, and then I lick my fingers, and I go, there's a lot of humor in here.
I actually
there's
take
a lot of laughs to be
I
had.
Take
I have a divining rod that I put in comedy clubs, and I go, there's a lot of laughter in
here. It was yucky.
I had one, but you stepped on it.
I know, because I got to get divine rod.
You had to get
what
it
do you,
out.
Bob,
it
what
was
do you
worth
do?
It. I got it. I can't do it
It's
going to
bomb now.
Like, I'm not following.
Do it. Let it bomb. It'll be fun.
Let it bomb. Let it out. Let it out. You got the bomb, Dana. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go.
What do you do when you show up? Do you do anything?
What do you do?
Anything pretentious?
I use a, hold on. Let me retrack it. I use a divining rod, and I go, there's a lot of laughs in here.
That's really funny.
I go to a comedy club, and I grab some of the carpet on the stage, and I throw it in the air, and I let the wind. I'm like, oh,
like
that's
that.
Where the jokes are going to go.
That
like
still works.
Right
oh, okay.
It still works. I'm a little mad you stopped it down, because that would work.
That's beautiful, yeah, even.
That would work fine.
Thanks. That was good. I'm moving to LA.
Did I tell you that? Did I tell you the time? I think it was the day after we got married. Me and Don were in Maui at a gas station, and I asked for directions to this place, and I gave the hang loose sign.
You fucking dork.
I went like this. I go, thanks, brother.
He went, hey, Howley. He goes, hey, Howley. Yuck. Hey, Howley, let me talk to you real quick. Don't ever do that again, bro.
Dude, you appropriated, dog.
Don goes like this. Don goes, she's sitting in the car, she's looking forward, like pissed off. I go, what? She goes, she wouldn't even look at me. She goes, did you give him
I love Dawn.
This is the day after we got married. Dawn. I go, yeah, I guess. She's like, I fucking, she goes, I fucking hate you.
Dude, what if
the
she,
day after we got
she
married.
Got a, she gets it annulled?
I went,
you
I went,
you
went,
hey, brah. Hey, brah. Hey, brah.
I didn't turn it
hang loose, brah. He went, yeah, okay. I'm from Hershey. Just a white. It's just a white guy at a gas station. I'm running from a family.
I was like, well, thanks, brother.
Wow. I do the rock all the time. All right, rock on, dude. Let her dog.
I think I am an assimilator. And when I get around black people, Don says I use brother.
Dude, that's
lot.
My favorite. My mom assimilates.
Yeah.
Whenever she hangs out with her black friend.
Yeah.
She goes, like that, and I'll go, don't do that. Please don't do that. Please don't do that. It's like when my mom, when we go out to dinner and she orders a Pinot Noir, but calls it a Pinot Noir, and you're like,
No way.
Who are you, Trish? Who are you?
Does she?
Yeah, dude.
Pinot Noir.
Or she goes, that's a good mozzarella. I go, you're fucking an Irish lady.
That's like my
Fresno.
Joke.
Yeah.
That's my joke.
Tonight's show.
Tonight's show. It's great.
Dion great Cole stole my joke.
Well, I don't know about
really?
If he stole it.
Yeah, he did.
Did he tell you he stole it?
He did it on his net. Someone sent me the link.
Oh, shit.
He was at my show like a year and a half ago at the Pittsburgh Philly Punchline. And then I guess his Netflix special came out. And somebody...
It's good.
Somebody sent me...
Because of that joke.
He did. Anybody over 45, you have 30 summers left.
And you said that line?
I was on the Tonight Show. It's my line. I have 30 summers left.
That's
he did the same number, too?
Same number.
Oh, yeah. That's where it gets tough.
Like,
he does a lot of the scratching behind his head. Thing.
Yeah, he's a nice guy, but I mean,
Dion's very nice.
That's a fucking. That's
pretty crazy to have the same exact line.
Yeah, anybody over 45, you get 30. That's my joke. Remember that joke?
Yes, I remember. I remember the set.
Yeah. It's like one of my great jokes that people compliment me on.
You said great jokes?
One of two.
Was that Joe's a cinephile.
I'm a joke. I'm an MMA cinephile joke-file.
Joke-file.
Pedophile. Joke.
Pedophile.
People go,
I like bikes, whatever the bikes one is.
I had a guy go, what are you going to do about it? I'm like, what?
Nothing.
What can I do?
Nothing.
Yeah, there's nothing.
At all. You can't.
Yeah, I know.
Well, yours is on YouTube.
Tonight Show.
Yes.
Yeah.
This, Just for Laughs, put up a clip this summer when I was going up there, and it's the Russian joke.
Yeah.
And a bunch of people were like, cool, this guy stole it from Trevor Noah's special and did this joke. It's the only time I've ever commented back where I was like, I did this in 2009 on Live at Gotham on Comedy Central. Yeah. One guy just goes, oh, sorry. It was just the, it was the most Canadian response.
I literally just saw a bug go into your hair.
It's right on your
It's
head
on your
right
fucking
now.
Head.
It's on your head.
It's on your forehead.
Get it up!
Guess what?
Wow.
Guess what? You're that African kid with a fly on his eyeball.
Yeah, that was crazy. That
30 cents
it's on your head now.
It's lovely.
It's literally in your hair. It went in your hair.
I love all flies. I love all animals, all God's creatures.
It's laying eggs in your hair.
No, it's back on you again.
Yeah, it's shitting on you. You know what it does? It comes over, it kisses me, and it wishes me a good day, and it flies to your dumb head.
Why would it kiss you and then lay shit on me?
It doesn't kiss.
Why would it
kiss
you? Why?
Shit on that bald surface.
Why would you? What's going?
You know why it's not coming near me? I want to fucking choke that fly out.
You
I'll
can't.
Put it right in there.
You'll crush it.
You can't. It's on your head again.
Wait, I had a topic. I had a thing.
We were talking about jokes.
Cream.
Talking about jokes.
Oh, fuck.
You're a joke.
No, we're talking about jokes. Well, it's funny because
it's just funny. It's like
what
I never
are you
said
do about it. It's
by
like,
the
I don't
way,
give a shit.
I know what I thought.
Yeah, what did you think?
Wait, yeah, responding to people that comment.
Yeah.
Sometimes I like to get into it with people when they write, you suck. I've been doing that lately.
My favorite thing is to go find something about them.
You're fighting with Sarah again?
No, but online, when someone talks shit, it's fun to go to their profile and see something they do. So if someone will talk shit, I'll find like a guy that's like, one guy was talking shit to me, and then I went to his profile, and he was like looking at hot girls and like the dorkiest comments where he was like doing the heart eye emojis, and he's like, those shoes look really well. So then I just quoted his tweet. I ended up deleting it, but I quoted his tweet, and I wrote, you're a fucking dork. And he wrote back, and he was like, oh, man, fuck you. You know, you could tell, like, I got him. And then Justin Silver was like, I saw what you did, dude. You don't respond to these guys. It just gives them more. So I just deleted the tweet.
But I don't like these people that have the absolute answer on how to handle things.
Yeah.
You don't do that. You just do this. I wanted to
I mean,
do
I kind of was,
I
like,
enjoyed
it was
it.
Like, I was
sometimes
like,
sometimes I do that. Sometimes I block. Sometimes I respond.
I don't like
I did
people,
it when I was
like,
going to, yeah.
I don't like people who do that either, who say, this is what you do.
Yeah.
Yeah, because sometimes you, I don't do it. I don't respond to these people anymore because I get too, I want to go find them and stab them.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, I have that.
Every time.
Yeah, I really want to stick their face in shit.
Yeah.
Like, just go, find them, and then sit down with them and make them feel, like, change them. I want to change them as humans.
But right. The best part is when you find.
That's
when,
what I'm working on.
My favorite is when you find someone that's talked shit, and then you can through a little bit of research, find them doing something terrible.
But
like
I've
comedy.
Actually, I've changed people. Remember we had
me
a guy
too.
On the show.
Yeah.
People talk shit, and then you get them in the fan. They're like, yeah, we don't. I'm sorry. I was just doing that because I hate myself. And you're like, well, you don't have to hate yourself.
I will never forget the first time I worked Cap City.
Yeah. Question?
Question. Opie and Anthony was on still. It was still Opie and Anthony.
Yeah.
And this guy tweeted at me. He wrote, I'm coming to your show in Austin. You better be funny. And I wrote back, I don't want to be funny for you. Turn around. And then that night at Cap City, this guy walks up to me and he's like, hey, man, good show. And I was like, oh, thanks, man. He's like, I tweeted at you. And it was him and his wife. And I go, why did you tweet that at me? And it just watching him get all sweaty and weird. And he was like, I was just trying to joke around. And I was like, to his wife, I go, do you know your husband just like tells comedians that they should be funny online? And she's like, I don't like that he goes online like that. And I was like, do you know that he's just talking shit to strangers? And he's like, man, I didn't think about it like that. I was trying to joke around.
Yep.
I was like, we don't know each other.
You helped him. You changed him.
Maybe.
No, you changed him. Guaranteed. I've done it a million times with guys are like, I'll block a guy and then they'll send me an email. Dude, I'm a big fan. I was just fucking around. I'd be like, yeah, don't do that.
Yeah.
You can come back.
I think social.
And then they don't do it. And then they're actually nice people. It's that the way we fuck with each other, they think they do it. and they say mean shit to you. But then there's a lot of shitty people, too,
yes,
mixed in there.
That's one thing. That's fans.
That's fair.
I'm talking about, I had an Instagram video that kind of blew up relatively. It's got 200,000 views.
That's big.
That's big.
It's really big.
What is it? What is it of?
It's from my Conan. I did Conan.
Yeah, yeah.
I did it twice. It's from one of my two Conans.
I did Conan
Cinephile,
twice,
MMA. No big deal.
I did Conan twice, too.
Yeah, nice. But you're not a, really a cinephile.
But he called, me over to the couch. Did you do that?
I sat on the couch, not on
air.
Oh,
you came back on air and we talked a little bit.
My Aunt Peggy could get on Conan and get to the couch.
Hold on. First off, your Aunt Peggy is a fucking comedic genius.
Yeah, you spot it. You got it. I'm Aunt Peggy.
I'm fucking Aunt Peggy. Yeah, I liked it.
I stuck. It was okay. It was
you know what? You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to create an internet profile, and then I'm going to come after you on that one.
Go ahead.
I'm talking about people. So the video, some woman just writes. She doesn't follow me.
Yes.
She just writes, not funny at all.
Yeah.
Why can't this is? I've talked about this many times, many places.
Right.
It's a lost art to just watch a thing and be like, well, "That sucked."
You know what I
and
remember?
Then move on. Why are you writing to me that I suck?
I remember when I was growing up. The only time, you know, the few times I saw my dad, one of the things he'd always say if he didn't like something, he would never talk shit about it. He'd just go, "I don't care for it." That's all he'd say.
Did he say that about fatherhood?
Yeah, about me specifically to my face. I go, Dad, why don't I see you? He goes, I don't care for you.
And your mother went, give me a Pinot Grigio.
Your father's too drunk on Pinot Noir.
I'm not even against tweeting, this guy sucks. Just don't tag me. Why are you
It's weird when they tag you and then you say something back and they're like, sorry, I was just trying to comment. You're like, you tagged me, you fucking idiot.
That's what I have with this woman. She wrote, what happened?
Nothing. I'm just telling she's leaving this shit up.
What'd she say?
This woman, she wrote, not funny at all. And then I commented, and I shouldn't have, maybe, whatever. I wrote, you look fat. And then she wrote back, I am doesn't justify you putting up a humorless video.
It's true. She's got a
That's
point.
Really
and then
funny.
I wrote back, you're a mean person.
A fat mean person, hopefully.
Yeah.
But no, just I wrote mean person. Okay. I wrote, you're a mean person. I mean, and she goes, what do you think? Fat shaming isn't mean, and you can't take criticism. So I wrote back a long thing. I go, this is how they always do it. She's critiquing me.
Yes.
She goes, you can't take criticism without insulting someone.
That's
so
true.
She's critiquing me,
yes,
but I'm insulting her. Now, why isn't it the other way around?
Because you put a product out there.
And you're insulting me.
Because you put a product out there for people to watch.
But she didn't critique it. She said, not funny at all.
Critique would be
he should slow down. He should whatever.
Well, that's a simplified critique. Not good.
Yes.
Okay? I suppose. Okay.
It's very
Simon Cowell.
Yes. Not good. Restaurant. Don't go.
Don't go. Gross
Restaurant.
Food. Gross food.
Disgusting.
Right, okay.
That's true.
So not insulting. She's critiquing me.
She's
not insulting me.
No, she's saying not good.
Right.
And you know what, Joe? Some people might wait.
She didn't say not good. She said not funny at all.
Okay, that's her opinion.
Comedy's very subjective.
But her being fat, not an opinion.
That is, but she didn't.
That's medical
she's
fact.
Can I say something, though? She didn't put out there, hey, I am a swimsuit model. Or, hey, I do Pilates. Join my class. She's just a person critiquing your shit.
No, being mean. Let's not say critique.
She's not. She's
insulting.
Not,
being mean. Reaching out to me personally. She could have not
to let you
it.
Know. And the other people. I don't like this.
I'm critiquing her. I'm critiquing not, her body.
You can't critique. You can't critique. She's not putting that out there. For
she
you.
Is
You're
putting it out.
Mean.
She reached out. She's on my page.
All right, but why?
She's got a little picture.
We had a guy.
She's on my page. Once you do that.
You're
it's
on,
open
you're
if she was, if she had somebody do body art on her, like a fucking like a if like a, an ocean scene on, and she was naked, then you'd be like, "You're fat."
There was waves.
You're too.
It was
fat.
Wavy.
Yeah.
Let me tell you. Let me finish the whole dialogue.
I'm just
I
taking
think,
her side.
Of
her
course.
Name.
That's
that girl ended up being Sarah, his wife.
You just called Sarah fat?
No,
she was.
She got a great body.
She lost weight because you critiqued her.
Yeah,
Sarah's got an amazing body, and
we know
she's only 34. I was only kidding, but. Anyway, so this is the dialogue. I wrote this long thing, and she goes, so you don't think it's mean to fat shame? And I was like, oh, no, I think it's mean. I'm being purposefully
like
mean.
41, she looks great.
34, she better have been doing needle drugs.
I wrote, I am being mean in response to you being mean.
Oh, who's being mean?
Yes, I'm talking, I'm checking dialogue.
Bobby just did the thing from Colin Quinn's joke where he put himself in the story.
And additionally,
what did I do?
You're being mean.
You're being mean, and you're being mean.
This whole room is mean.
So then I wrote, geez, guys. I wrote, you should think, I wrote this whole long thing, and I wrote, you should think about being nicer, dot, 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 and eating healthier foods.
What the fuck?
And
passive aggressive.
And then she said something, and then I wrote, but I was like, I was being mean, and I just wanted you to feel like what it was like to be mean, but I feel like we're growing together. And she's like, and then she wrote back, we are, because you're a positive person. And I wrote, I appreciate your time or something like that.
So there you go. You're not a funny comic to her, but you're a positive person.
There you go.
What would you rather be?
I do, and I shouldn't do it because it's not very Buddhist of me. Yeah. But when someone does that, you want to go, here's what that's like. You've reached out to me.
You want to counterpunch.
No, you want to hurt somebody.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then I did, and then you go, that's what it, that's
you
want to
hurt somebody because you took your comedy, which is not you personally. It's something that you present, you put out there for people to laugh at or not.
Yes.
Okay. And you have to accept the fact that people aren't going to like your comedy.
I do accept that.
You have to. I mean, you have to. Financially, you could tell.
I assume the majority of people don't like my comedy. I'm fine with people not liking my comedy.
Sure.
Don't write to me on my page, not funny.
I agree.
Because then, that's fine. Do that. But now I'm going to go, you're fat.
Yeah, you wanted to hurt her personally.
Hell yeah.
She was hurting you. Listen, say you're a painter. You put your paint on. She said, this is garbage. Oh, this is not good.
Yeah, but that's...
You'd be hurt same way.
Yeah.
You'd be hurt the same way. And you'd want to go, hey, you're fat.
It's...
Yeah.
Right?
It's fun. Yeah. I feel bad about it afterwards.
Yeah, go ahead.
I got to work with what I got. All I got is a photo of her.
It's
if she had photos or whatever, if she was some kind of artist, I'd be like, your art sucks. But people should think about not doing that. Copy it, and send it to your friends and write, what a piece of shit this guy is. Look how unfunny this person is.
It's never going gay because...
Don't write it to me.
Because it's instant. You couldn't do it before. Now you can do it. If something like that's available, people will do it.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm saying is she's like... We had a moment where she's like, you're right. I think people don't realize they're being mean. Oh, they think someone's running your account or whatever. And I'm like, your instinct was to write to me not funny.
Here's what you do. Don't have comments.
Like the comments because most of the comments are very nice.
Yeah,
and they push up the fucking algorithm. We got to play this dumb game.
What do you mean?
The more comments you have, the more it gets cycled in. It's all this algorithm horseshit. Yeah, mm-hmm. Sarah and I just comment on each other's videos.
Are you
algorithm.
What?
Are you on social media at all?
I took Twitter off my phone, but I still have Instagram on my phone.
Instagram,
I post very rarely.
I like Instagram.
I like to watch your guys' stories. I like seeing my friends. Like, I really... There's something about when I'm on the road and I see like you in your backyard with Max.
Yeah,
it's soothing. I stay off it when I start to feel bad when I see someone like
succeeding.
Yeah, but you'll see it and you'll be like, oh, well, I'm gonna get off.
You can literally watch Instagram stories and be like, oh, fuck me.
But you can also watch them in like I like Instagram. I was on a mountain in Scotland. I was on a hill in Scotland and I teared up. Because I saw a picture of James and Max in the back of the truck that said Best Buddies.
Yeah.
And it made me tear up because I was like, man, two of my friends without dads became exceptional dads.
Aww.
And I just loved it.
Let's
just go home.
Dan, where are you going to be?
One guy, when we started the bonfire, he wrote, ugh, these guys again? I turn on my radio and this stupid show's on. And I tweeted back, I hope you crash in your car.
I didn't say stupid. I said dumb.
And then, by the way,
I was with Max when you said that, which is fucking mean.
5 years ago, or 5 years later, this guy comes up to me after a show, and
oh,
he goes,
shit.
Dude, you tweeted at me, I hope you crash your car. He's like, you guys are my favorite show. And I was like, that's so weird. That he's like, this shit sucks. What is this? And I was like, crash your fucking car. And then 5 years later, he's like, I love you guys.
Yeah, because they don't understand, for some reason, they don't understand how vulnerable we are, because we're such... We take such shit from each other, and then when it comes from the fans, it's like, look, we want you to love us.
Yeah.
We do this for you.
We
expose our fucking everything about us. That's why the whole thing with, saying crazy shit on a podcast is not stand-up. This is as much stand-up this is as much comedy as anything, because I'm trying to make you laugh,
right,
which is harder than making a crowd laugh.
Also, you're also creating it from scratch in front of the people.
And I'm also, the only way I can do that is exposing being the most vulnerable I could possibly be and the most honest I could possibly be. That's how you get to funny that makes you guys laugh. And then we put that out there for their enjoyment for free, by the way. Most of it's for nothing. And then you critique it. It's like, fuck.
Well, that's why I had a major problem with Judy Gold's article about Shane. Because I thought it was fucking dumb. It's clear she didn't research. It's clear that she was doing it as a money grab, and it was like unique capital.
Did she get paid for that?
She's writing a book. That was like pure publicity, and it wasn't even a good point. And she's like, I listened to it. It's not even funny at all. It's like, you clearly didn't listen to it because he sets up what the podcast was in the beginning. Yeah. But I
talked to her about that. I said, listen, podcasting is stand up.
It's open mic, basically. You're like you're workshopping.
It's harder than open mic because you're making comics laugh. There's no other that's why this exists.
Yeah.
We have the bomb bandana because
Dana.
Shut up.
It's so hard.
God damn.
Fucking work with
Maybe these critics are right. You're a moron.
Wait a minute. No one ever said that. I never said that.
Oh, fuck. God damn it. I think it's weird when, especially with the Shane thing, watching other comedians go against him when it was clearly a beneficial move for them, not a real criticism. They weren't being like, maybe you shouldn't, you should be worried about putting stuff out like that, as opposed to like, oh, fuck this guy, he's not funny, he sucks.
But I think people also...
I think it's just really weird when also like her and Lisa Traeger talk shit about Shane when they both did the same thing. You know what I mean?
What they both
like
did what?
Judy, they put out a clip of her dropping N-bombs on Rich and Bonnie's podcast.
To be funny.
Yeah, what do you think? Shane was just being racist?
What did Lisa do?
She tweeted the N-word, and then everyone was like, or she said the N-word on a podcast, and everyone was like, fuck you. You did the same thing. It's so crazy when comics are like, you're shitting on a guy for doing the same thing you did, but just because he's a white guy.
First of all, comics, you shouldn't shit on any other
comic. You shouldn't. Nah. Ape doesn't kill ape. Planet of the Apes.
What?
Ape shall not kill
racist?
Ape. No. I'm talking about white guys.
Oh.
White monkeys.
But
the reason why I say that, we've all done shit.
Yes.
And once you turn on you, now it's okay to come at me. Yeah. And then once we're going at each other, now we're all fucked because everybody has said fucked up shit in the name of funny. And people say, well, why would you want to hurt somebody's feelings? We don't.
Yeah.
No comic I know wants to hurt anybody's feelings and make
somebody sad.
Quite
the opposite. Quite the opposite. You want to make people feel less alone by joking around about this
stuff. That's the thing with the Shane thing and even the comment thing that I was just talking about is intent. I'm posting a video. My intent is to be like, hey, check out this joke. I hope you guys all laugh. This woman who comments, her intent is to be mean.
Well, I mean, she's
it's not
she
to
didn't
do
say
anything
you
else.
Suck.
She wrote, not funny at all.
Yeah, that's actually...
What's her intent?
I also understand...
It's not funny.
I also understand fans being sick of all this shit. Yeah. All this talk.
Yeah. We got to just go back. This is what I go on to Twitter.
I understand when they're like, stop talking about comedy.
I got to agree. Let's stop. Because here's the deal. I go on Twitter and I read other... I'm like, you guys used to be funny.
Yeah, like there's a lot of people that spent time talking about all this shit like, where you could have been writing jokes.
It's like I'm sitting there like Rosie O'Donnell. It's like, you were the funniest.
Yeah.
You were so funny.
But why was pull she, it up, comic, the clip. Funniest.
Comic spotlight.
Funniest.
No, not funniest.
Thank you.
Yeah. Sorry, I'll take that back. But she was funny. I liked Rosie,
very
man.
Funny. I love her. I loved her
silly
show.
As shit. Show.
Rosie O'Donnell show was a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
The Nerveball.
The Tom Cruise.
Loved it.
I watched it a lot.
I loved it. And
I'm
it's
a
like,
gay person.
Go. I know you are.
And I'm here for it.
It's like, go back to being funny. Everybody's fucking
that's
commenting
what it is.
On shit. Shut
you know
the
why?
Fuck
because
up.
People saw that there was monetary gain by being an expert on shit. It's like everyone became
that's like me with film and
yeah,
MMA.
Exactly. It's like you see how it ruined Joe.
A film fight.
It ruined other people too.
Yeah.
It ruins a lot of people. I'm not scared of that.
What are you doing
what
with
what a
that?
Weak
that's
elbow.
My elbow.
Listen.
Let me tell you. Your elbow couldn't cut butter.
I like it.
I bet you eat butter.
What happened to us?
What happened? I don't know.
What happened to this band?
Because he had to go fucking
what the hell. Kelly was Kelly the glue holding this thing together?
I love Kelly. Yeah. I miss Kelly.
I don't know, fucking what? What are you doing?
What?
Why don't you fucking
come
say
on,
something?
Gabby?
Yeah. What do you want?
I don't know. Say something.
Why don't you say something?
Hey.
You're very quiet.
Yeah. You know what you should do is judge today. Joe's comedy sternly, and then we'll all turn on you.
Okay, Joe, that's you what we, suck.
Yeah, let's get her.
Yeah,
your dad
you
blows at playing the keyboard.
Yeah, you're fucking fine. Thin. I shouldn't have wrote that the woman was fat. I feel bad. But I felt like we grew together.
Yeah.
Yeah, sometimes you change these
people. Also, by the way, like, when I see Judy Gold, I want to have a conversation with her about it. I want to be like, why did you...
I talked to her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but
I had her... She called Shane.
I know.
And they
Shane,
talked.
Shane texted her
yeah.
the funniest video I've ever seen in my life when you gave her number.
Yeah.
There's this video of this little black girl online going, how come every time I'm not around, you doing this, and then I show up and you don't have that energy? He just texted her that video, and I was like, you're the funniest person I know.
I think he had that with another comic the other night.
What?
He had what?
I think he had that with another comic who wrote something, and then he was like, hey, what was that about?
Oh, by the way, shout out to Lori Kilmartin.
Why?
Who went up to Shane and was like, I apologize.
For
I
what?
About the whole fucking
thing.
Yeah, but
she say it online.
What? No.
So say it online.
I know. That's it's what
like,
my whole
it's
theory
like,
is.
Yeah, a lot of these people are saying stuff in quiet.
Well, that happens a lot with other people.
But online, they're afraid of that group that they're involved with attacking them because then they'll lose... lose favor with those
Yeah, but
people.
You're going to lose your cred among real people in real life, which I think is more important.
So what
yeah,
did
I
she say? What happened?
No, nothing. Joe DeRosa told me about it. Joe was standing there with, and Lori walked up to Shane and was like, hey, sorry about that. And I was like, I think that's at least the beginning of it turning the right way of people being like, hey.
Kid should have been on SNL. That's all.
Yeah, well.
So let him
deal. He'll be fine.
Let him deal with it through comedy.
You know what's crazy? That's what Lauren wanted.
Write a skit.
Lauren wanted to get him on the show to be like, he's funny. Yeah, let him like be funny.
It's fucking weird, man.
Well, it's an outrage. Outrage culture is a cottage industry right now, and people
say
are making
cottage
money
industry again. But fucking, give me the gloves. Do you have your glove?
I'm fucking punch over you there. My glove.
Oh, those are your boxing gloves.
Those are my. They're customized. It's for my specific style of boxing.
I wish you were going to call them your tools. I wish you were going to call them your tools.
They fit little fingers.
Poland Spring did nothing.
Yeah, they do a lot.
You call that a jab?
That, but
are you working on your boxing too?
Yeah,
it's mixed martial arts.
Yeah,
it's going to be fun.
Here's a joke that bombs every night. It's mixed martial arts. I do boxing, jiu-jitsu, and sobbing. Eats it every time. I had to drop it.
I'm going to wait to Twitter to take it on that joke.
I tweeted it. It did okay on Twitter, and then I do it live, and people are like, "You stink.
Yeah. You suck. You suck."
Anyways, Dan, you have a big.
Dick.
Big night? No, he does not.
I have a
head.
I have a big head.
Go back to that photo up there.
Change it.
That's a great fucking shot of you, dude.
What are you, Bugs Bunny?
Look at those eyelashes.
Thanks, dude.
Holy
it's a little much.
It's a little much.
I mean, your pores are a little big.
The guy that set up the
little
shot,
much.
Put that on. I'm going to change
like
that
it.
Picture.
I'd pull the smile back about 4 inches.
Okay.
Four inches. It's all the way up here.
What do you think about that?
I
got to
get some new headshots.
I think it's a good shot.
Thank you.
A good
Gabby.
One or a
I think Dan's
sexy.
Hot. I've said it before.
Thank
I'll
you,
say
Gabby.
It again.
You'll
yeah.
say
it
really?
You're very attractive. Yeah. You're very
you
beautiful, and I appreciate that.
You said he's hot?
That's a
I've said it on the podcast 1,000 times.
Thank you, Gabby.
This now, let me ask you a question.
This is great.
I'm going to say something right now. Yeah. I think that Dan has taken more of a fancy towards you since.
A shine.
Don't say that. I think he's taken more of a fancy towards you since, as time gone on, as you mature on this podcast,
okay,
and you start dressing like a fucking normal girl
instead
of a Beastie Boy.
I liked the Beastie Boy.
I'll take that.
So I think that there's something going on between you two. Do you have a girlfriend?
No.
Are you single? Right.
I
am single, but I think there's
too,
a mutual
right?
respect, and I think Gabby's very attractive.
Thank you.
But it's the world of comedy, which
really?
I will no longer date in.
Really?
Yeah. I will
so
no
you're
longer
so
date
scenario
in.
Here being,
she's in comedy.
You're at a club one night, a party, hanging out.
Sure.
She's there. You're there.
Yeah.
You're hanging out. You're stoned. She's a little high, drunk.
Sure.
Right. And you guys hanging out, dancing, talking.
No dancing.
And you and you get a, like
no
this close,
yeah.
And you're not going to fucking make a move.
Nope.
Here's the thing, though. Gabby's so close to quitting. So I feel like there's some hope
I've been
here.
So close for so long.
Yeah. Like, I think you could get in there.
I think you're right. Maybe I just let her, you know, get a job at like an insurance agency.
Yeah.
And
oh,
2 years later, show up.
Yeah.
Can I ask a favor? And this is not to anyone specifically. This is anyone on Earth. Could somebody crack into Dan's website and change that one photo? Because it's really bumming me out.
That one right there.
That one's great.
Which photo?
Yeah, I like the other photo.
I was half drunk
in
my yellow. I got yellow teeth.
Great photo.
I was half drunk.
Great photo.
Great.
This is beautiful. This is a great website.
Thank you.
Now go back up.
Shout out to Michael from
go back up.
From who?
My guy Michael.
Go up to
scroll. Scroll.
He does a great job.
It's on the front page.
It's there. It's the Google image.
Page.
It's that. There, yeah,
we'll change
Bugs
it up.
Bunny.
You know what?
I mean, if anybody
can I tell you,
listening,
I'll change it. That'll be the one photo I change for you.
Thank you.
Why?
That's perfect. That's Dan Soder right there. He's saying, what do you want from me? I got some jokes if you want them.
Do you like voices? I got a couple of voices.
Scroll down.
The next one down.
But this one's fun.
This is like, hey, Thank you. Who knows? Yeah. Who knows?
That one's like, hey, you want to do... That's when Gabby's like, you want to hook up again? And you're like, maybe.
I don't know.
Again? What's this again, Tom?
Yeah.
That one I picture... This is why I don't like that photo. And I'm being brutally honest. And if I'm hurting your feelings, tell me.
No, let it rip.
That one I picture, the photographer goes, give me a little more.
That's what he did.
And you should have responded, I'm not a more guy.
He's a very good photographer. But I...
This is what I am. That photo up again?
He really liked it.
That's you.
That's me.
Just say the photographer.
That's shout out to Phil Provincio.
Just say the photographer.
That's Phil Provincio.
You got me. That's it.
Who's maybe the one
Becky,
down there?
Maybe Becky Rodriguez can take a nice shot of me that I can change that photo.
All right. Well, Dan, you got a big night coming up that hopefully you're not using that photo on.
I'm not using that photo.
And it is.
I'm half kidding.
HBO.
Yeah, HBO Hour Special. Hour
Special.
Yeah.
Now, HBO's been doing a good job.
Yeah. Gary Goldman's special was unbelievable.
It was great.
Loved it.
Yeah, great. Unbelievable. It's out there right now. The Depression.
The Great Depression.
Great Depression. Unbelievable. Now, you
fucking
got.
Fantastic. You were great in it. You were really great.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
I really like that part where you guys were talking.
I got to talk to him about that, though, because I've been getting a lot of almost shit from people.
About what?
Because when I said I'm depressed, I have depression, too.
Sure.
I don't have the same depression.
You don't have clinical. I mean, you don't
I don't
have
what he has, but
you've been
in
therapy for fucking years.
Yeah.
You have depression as a result of trauma.
I would like to tell you why, unless you want to tell me.
I'm going to diagnose you.
Yeah, I mean, what the fuck?
Gabby, you want to go get a drink? Talk about Bobby's depression?
The fuck,
dude?
I'm off the wagon.
You literally, that's
I was trying to get your back.
ADHD.
I was trying to get your back.
No, that's sign of ADHD.
I haven't smoked weed yet today.
All right, well, listen, next time smoke weed. I am depressed, but I am not suicidal. I don't ever think about killing myself.
Ever?
Never.
You've never had one suicidal thought?
No, I don't. I'm not suicidal at all. I'm never suicidal. I think I'm going to die. I think I'm going to die, but not like, you know, a car hitting me or life, just a rock fucking falling off a cliff. Me not making it past tomorrow, I think of that, but not me killing myself.
Every day, baby.
You think of killing yourself?
Probably once a month.
Buddy, why?
I don't know. It's like you get, you know.
For what? What are you going to kill yourself for? Being too successful?
No, it's not.
See,
that
that's that's the wrong thing to say.
What?
That's fucking. That's bad.
Why?
That's what people do. As somebody who's also dabbled in suicidal thoughts earlier today, people go, "But you have everything. You got it." And then you go, "I know, and I'm still not happy."
Yeah. Well,
that makes the more people go, "But you fucking do this and this and this," and makes you go, "I know, and it's still not making me happy." The more success, it's adverse effects.
It got really bad when I was drinking. It got really, really bad
when I was drinking. The alcohol is bad.
Like every morning I was like, I should kill myself.
If we're being honest, I thought about killing myself when I saw that photo on Dan's website.
Hey, Joe, as I know you.
That photo makes you want to kill yourself.
I know you're a finely tuned and that's martial the face. Artist. And I.
Joe, if he found out you killed yourself, that's the
I'd
face
like
he'd make.
I would go like this.
Yeah, sure.
He finally did it.
I get it.
Sorry.
Did he leave me some of his
CDs? You have a special being filmed what day?
October 23rd.
Fuck.
Damn it.
I wanted to prove I was a good friend.
October 23rd.
You never answered if you want to go to the early show or late show.
Next week.
Yeah, next Wednesday.
I'm in Boston.
Son of a bitch.
Wait a minute. Tuesday.
Do you leave Wednesday?
I leave Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Wednesday. It's all right.
It's okay. You want to make sure, you know, when you collect father figures, you want to make sure they're not there.
Hey, listen.
Or, you know, I called you my older brother to my therapist today, but it's okay.
I love you. Listen to me, buddy. I love you so much.
I love you, too. I totally
can't
get it.
Tell you how proud I am of you that you have. I mean, I talk to Don about it all the time. I think you're an amazing actor.
Thanks.
You're a fucking incredible radio guy.
Thank you.
And the fact that you're also an amazing stand-up comedian. Your talent is fucking stupid.
Thank you.
Off the charts, dude.
Thanks.
And when I first met you, you just made me laugh.
That was so
just a funny guy. So I'm so proud of you.
Thanks.
And I'm so sad I couldn't be there. That's why I was trying to see if I could switch it up.
Yeah.
They have me going to Boston to do radio all morning. I was actually trying to get home. I was going to do radio, take a train all the way home.
You're crazy.
And then go take a train that night back to do radio in the morning again.
You're crazy.
And then take a train back.
Come on. You're crazy. So, I appreciate it. We're filming next Wednesday, and then it airs, as of now, I think the premiere date's going to be December 7th.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
A day that will live in infamy.
Right? So I'm going to bomb big time. Drop bombs.
I can't wait.
Is that a Pearl Harbor joke?
Yeah. But Joe,
you're dropping
there.
a special on Pearl Harbor?
On Jay's birthday.
Wow.
Big Jay's birthday.
That's awesome.
It's in my calendar. I can't wait. I have a stand spot early. I'm going
to
come afterwards.
So you're going to come to the Late Show?
Yeah.
All right. I got you.
Put me on the Late Show just in case.
You're on. I got you both on the Late Show.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
What's, what do you got?
I wish we switched the order.
Yeah.
I'll be at the stand. The night that Dan shoots his HBO special, I will be at the stand, 8:15.
Oh, but you're going to be up at the fucking Vermont Comedy Club. Oh,
I love that club.
Great.
I'm at Burlington, Vermont Comedy Club. Vermont Comedy Club, yeah.
How many
October
nights?
24th through 26th. That's and awesome. Then what else is up there? Albany, Funny Bone. And Laugh Boston, November Thanksgiving weekend. I got it. If I can't do numbers in fucking Boston on Thanksgiving weekend, I'm going to be sad.
Well, nobody,
so get you doing tickets just, November 29th and 30th, Laugh Boston.
Thanks. Friday and Saturday you'll do good, but Friday, not on Saturday. Thursday.
Well, I'm not working Thursday. I'm going to be with my family.
That's pretty great, though, because you spend Thanksgiving and then just be there for gigs.
I can't wait.
One of the most fun Thanksgivings I've ever had in my life was with the List family in Boston.
That was my last drinking Thanksgiving. We had a great time.
I sat outside and wept because I was so happy to be there.
It was really fun.
Really? You cry a lot. You're such an emotional little boy.
I'm an emotional little boy. But I felt Joe List, I love Joe List, and something he doesn't get enough credit for is he's very good at bringing people in and making them feel loved.
Yeah, never been to his house.
Well,
thanks for saying that.
Yeah, never been invited. Nope.
He invited you to a Christmas party last year for sure.
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he didn't.
I remember I was there.
Did not.
Yeah. I was there when he invited
That's
you.
That's true.
Yeah, the and day of. Come.
And no. Now I'm going to have two levels.
There he was.
Nope.
I've only been one time in 10 years.
Robert.
Yes.
You officiated my wedding. I mean, like, you're like
all right.
the number one guy.
Come on. I will be creepswithkids.com, creepswithkidstour.com.
What a lineup. Look at that fucking
I went and saw
lineup.
The show in Montreal.
Yeah. Montreal.
Best show I've ever seen. It was crazy.
Yeah, it starts this Friday, Reading. Saturday, we're in Pittsburgh. And then Paramount Huntington next week.
Who do you
Boston.
Think you're going to hate by the end of it?
I hate Voss right now.
Okay. Yeah, but I know you're starting. But
so
like,
we're talking today on the fucking phone about things. We're going to, everybody's on the conference call. And I'm like, okay, what are you guys? We're paying for it, so please, what are you? Because they're like, just coffee, water, about Florentine. I don't need anything.
Yeah.
So we're like, we're paying for it. What do you want? Just have food. And he's like, all right, we're going to get a deli platter. And Voss goes, can I get an onion?
What?
We're like, what? Yeah, put an onion with the deli platter. Well, no. Why? Because everything will smell. Nobody gets onions. He wanted a fucking onion.
That's the best description of Rich Voss I've ever heard in my life. Where he goes, what do you guys got, a delicious meat platter? How about we throw a nice purple onion on there?
Yeah, we're like,
it's perfect because it stinks and he makes me cry.
Hey!
Hello,
can't
folks.
Can't be stopped.
No.
Can't be stopped.
The truth.
I
just can't. I can't fucking stand him. That is like the nine. I mean, that's 20
Who
things.
Who wants an onion?
Let me tell you something. He goes like this. I got a merch idea. Please don't get. Just hear me out. I go, great. He goes, bumper stickers. I go, is it 1970? Who has a bumper? Nobody puts stickers on their fucking leased car.
Voss goes, is it okay if I sell CDs outside after the show?
He's already trying to hire a kid.
Hey, more like bumper stinkers.
Hey.
We say we're only selling one t-shirt, one poster. It's awesome. The t-shirts are amazing.
Sure.
It's all of us on the front. It says Creeps with Kids and on the back tour dates.
Great.
Fucking awesome.
Classic.
It's classic. And we're only selling that because that way we all just make the same money. We split it up at the end, blah, 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 blah. He was talking about, I'm going to hire a kid to be up front to sell my new CD.
What?
It's like you can't.
Yeah, I love him. I do love him, though, because if you told me this was like an Andy Kaufman character, I'd be like, he's a comedic genius.
Yeah. Well, he is a funny guy.
He is very funny.
So, yeah, it starts this week. Get your tickets. We're going to ask you guys to retweet some stuff.
Hell yeah. I'll do it from both accounts, mine and the Bonfire.
Oh, good. Are you control of the Bonfire?
No.
Oh.
But Christine is very good at doing things like that.
We're going to try to get it to trend on Thursday.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Trend it up.
That's coming up. And please go to my website, patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Tomorrow morning at 11, 12 o'clock, I'm filming Gary Gulman live from the shed.
Great.
Wow. Yes, it's going to be awesome. I hope it's nice out.
Yeah.
And because it's getting cold for Live from the Shed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to switch it back up to Live from the Pussycat again.
Get some heat dishes.
Anyways, that's coming out. I'm very excited. We got Mike Calta coming out this weekend, the one we filmed.
Love Mike Calta.
Me too.
And the one with Bill Burr is up there killing it on Patreon.com. It's $5 a month, and you will get all these YKWDs on Thursday, audio for you truckers, and video for you dudes who live at home and fucking look on YouTube. On Thursday, you get them early, and then you get all the Live from the Sheds and the one-on-ones and everything else I do up there. All the little skits we made and all that are up there for you guys. We are going to be releasing some of the Live from the Sheds, the old ones that have been up there for a year. We're going to be putting it on the YKWD YouTube page. We put the Quinn up there. We're going to be putting the Bennington up there. Look, they're just you saw them. They're up there. You got them first. Then we're releasing them so we can get more people to sign up for the Patreon. That's what it's for. It's $5 a month. You guys are the best. Thank you for being a member of that. I just want to let you know that those will be, but all the new ones will be just for you and for as long as we can keep them up there. So I just want to let you guys know that so you don't get pissed at me. Well, what am I paying for? You paid for that. It's been a year. Relax. All the new ones are just you guys. So, and you guys are doing this to, support creativity and YKWD. I've been doing it for 10 years. For nothing!
Nothing.
Sorry, I just lost it.
For nothing. Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. Nothing. Whoa.
Not
at Becky.
Not at Becky.
It was at Joe.
She's
it was
so
in between
small.
Them.
She's so tiny. Joe, I need your karate.
That's how you get.
Joe, you're supposed to protect.
Can I say something?
I wasn't aware, but if I knew.
Scare me so much because I did that as a joke, and you hear, why would you do that to Becky?
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't mean it. And that's all. They could just go with that and take away everything.
Do you remember when Kelly and I were opening for you at Levity Live, and I thought it was funny, and I took a tomato and threw it at Kelly, and it hit her, and both Kelly and Bobby just look at me, and they go, why did you do that? And I was like, I thought it was going to be funny.
Yeah.
And they were both like, it's not. Yeah. And Kelly was like, no, I've got tomato on my sweater. And I was like,
sad.
I thought it was going to be so funny. I go, hey, Bobby. Yeah. And I threw a fucking tomato at her. And everyone's like, don't do
that. That's the thing with all these people. When they get upset, you're like, I was trying to be funny.
I know.
I was joking.
Dude, Kelly had nothing.
I know.
And her sweater was a fuzzy sweater.
It was.
And she was so, she thought she looked pretty. And then this
more
fucking
sweater.
This little t-
That was really
tomato
funny.
Sweater.
If that it was really funny. I go.
Kelly, maybe she's fuzzy, but if she turned those Z's on their sides, it would look like it would funny.
Wow! Yeah, way to go.
We're the first one. Hard. Yeah. We don't throw it hard. We toss it. I just said I'm suicidal.
I'm sorry.
Hey,
all right. Gabby, what do you got?
You can follow me on Instagram at Gabby is Brian. I have a podcast called Unabashed Podcast. I have a monthly show called Jiggy With It, first Wednesday of every month in Brooklyn. And then we made this commercial.
Oh,
well,
yes.
Becky made this commercial.
Becky made a commercial for the merch.
Yeah,
a commercial. Let's watch it. You ready?
Wait for Joe. This is a commercial?
Here we go. Let's wait for Joe. Here we go. Oh, look at Zach. You look good. Very photos.
Yeah, Zach. You clean up, dude. Ooh, look at that butt.
What?
Hang on.
Oh, dude. See him? Kyle, what are you looking at?
No, girls.
Damn. Yeah. I think one of them's a dude.
Yeah.
Girls, you're in the dude.
Look at that funky butt.
No, that works.
Dude. Oh. Dude.
I like it. I look at Gabby, you hoe!
Becky!
Oh, look at that. Oh, she's doing. Oh, she's got the.
Yeah, look at these two honks. Touching. Great.
I love it.
My favorite part. File, I really enjoyed that.
I liked it too, and I'm so glad they didn't use Gabby's ass in that.
I had sweatpants on.
Thank
you. I forgot the ass memo. Didn't wear jeans.
Yeah.
Covered it up.
I don't want to see Gabby's ass. But your ass was plump.
Thanks.
I think a nice juicy butt, they call that. I think Keith Robinson would call your butt juicy.
Oh, look at that butt.
Look at that juicy butt.
Becky got a juicy butt.
And what's her name?
Zach's butt?
No, Khalees.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. She's beautiful.
Totally.
She looked great in the hoodie.
Totally.
You guys commercial. Look great. Good for you. All right, put that. That's going
to
be fun.
To the videographer, Tanner Williams, Lil Kinky 69.
Yeah, check him out. Thank you very much. And, of course, Chris. Chris is the man.
Yeah, Chris wrote the script.
And Zach for acting. Zach, you're pretty good.
Great acting, Zach.
Great Zacting.
A lot of Oscar buzz.
Great Zacting?
Zacting was fun. Here
is a lot of
Oscar things. Of fun.
I'm a pun guy. I like puns, and I'm sticking with the puns.
You're a funny
don't
guy.
Be punny.
Yeah. Pun it mother. Up.
And what do you got, sweetie?
Oh, I'm at Human Places, the Ease of Three on Instagram.
Great.
And if you want any of this merch.
Oh, yeah. RememberToBeHappy.com. The two is a number.
All the stuff, the Buddha dudes up there.
And it's all on sale, 20%
off. 20%
off
right now.
For one month only.
For the month only for Christmas. You want to get your, if you're a fan of this podcast, a lot of people want that Buddha one. They love the Buddha
great.
One.
Great.
It's awesome.
And the We Are the Dudes, man. If you're if I see you wearing that shirt at a show, I'm telling you right now, I'm going to give you a big hug.
I want to get that one.
The We Are the Dudes or the Buddha?
I'm going to get the Buddha sweatshirt.
The Buddha?
The Duda.
Yeah.
Ha-ha.
The Duda.
You still can't turn
I like
it. Off.
Thank I you. Found out what the actual symbols mean. A Japanese guy came up to me in L.A. And he went, that means brother.
Really?
And I was like, no, it means dude. He goes, no.
That's so funny. You have been a lie to.
Yeah.
You have a great lie. You have built your empire on a lie. Mr. Kerry, you are a liar.
Fired!
Canceled.
Qdoba.
He's canceled.
Canceled.
I think Qdoba sounds Japanese.
Qdoba.
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 Doesn't it?
It does.
Or is that bad to say?
Qdoba?
I got to go pick Max up at school.
Hey!
Yeah.
Have fun.
He's doing so good.
Yeah. Good kid.
Well. He's doing well.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
An idiot.
Come he's on. Not the one
why
in school.
Why did you just call me?
I was joking.
He corrected me this morning.
What did he say?
Like what he just did. I forget what it was, but he corrected me. I said something. He goes, Dad, that's not it. And he told me the right one. And I looked over at Dawn, and she was like, and I just wanted to go, it's you.
Yeah.
I know you fucking did it. You fucking.
But all the way, real quick, shout out to Max for getting those 500 tickets.
Did you see that?
I saw that.
Son of a bitch. Everybody's whacking the thing with the Joe, what are you doing?
I said I read an email. I thought the show was over.
No, it's not. We're still talking.
I mean, sorry.
It's one of the things that freaks me out the most on my podcast.
Sure.
Some reason, people come on this show and they take their phones out.
Let me tell you what I've been beaten
I can
into.
Tell you why.
You have never done it.
Oh, I did, and I've been screamed at because of it.
By who?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah.
That's why I don't
and
do
I'm
it.
I'm trying not, but I'm, here's the thing, is that I'll, and now you don't do it, and you're a good person.
I'm a good boy. You almost just said you're a good boy.
And now if
you wanted to say you're a good boy.
You're a good friend.
Thank you.
And now my other friend is on a stupid phone reading a fucking. I have
checking
19
DMs.
Fucking emails.
He said emails.
I have all kinds
emails.
Of
He's
shit.
Checking DMs.
On. I got fucking my wife. I got Bonnie McFarlane. I got Deborah Bennington. All these people. I haven't. I could be looking at them, but
you
I don't.
You just secretly read the message while doing
There's no
your
messages.
Speech.
You can't read them.
They're right on the thing.
I have a wife. I don't have my messages out.
Yeah.
Are you nuts?
Good point.
Okay, you're on your fucking phone with your head down.
I'm on the phone.
It bothers me.
I thought the show was
if
over.
If you're on
the
show and you're on
show.
Your phone, that means you have no respect
Joe,
for anybody on the show.
Incorrect. Here's the thing.
Anybody on the show, and by far you don't have respect for this show.
I don't
From
respect
now on, I'm
many
fucking calling anybody out on my phone. You are on your dumb phone. There's the fucking door.
May
there
I? It is.
There's
May
the door.
I retort?
Goodbye.
There's the curtain.
May Goodbye. I retort?
Walk through the curtain.
Walk
May
the
I retort?
Go ahead, retort.
I thought the show was kind of over. We kind of wrapped up. We said our things. Okay, good night, everybody. I thought there was good nights happening. The show's from 12 to 2. It's after 2. You got me from 12 to 2, and I got here early, as always.
As always.
And it's midday. You're doing the show during the day.
You told me to do it during the day.
You were a big part of the day.
You said
it's
day.
Gotta be day.
You said it.
This show changed to nighttime.
I didn't like it. I don't like it. I can't
do
it because we do spots.
And you know what we get?
What?
Dan and I have to deal with, oh, you went and got too big.
Yep.
Yeah.
Bobby helped you, and now you just ditch him because you got your own thing. I go, no.
No, I'm with
he
him.
He moved the show
the
to
show?
Fucking
the
nighttime.
Show? Now on is at 12 on Tuesdays.
And I got to get
the day.
I can only get here at 12:30.
I'm getting
12:30 on, why?
Good therapy.
Can we do
12:30 at fucking 12.
I'm getting shit from back home.
What about
everyone's going, oh, you're fucking too good for Bobby.
If we could move it to Wednesdays, that would just be.
Wednesday's okay.
Wednesday's good. We do double bonfires on Tuesday.
Wednesday's good because Tuesday, Thursday, I do MMA.
From now on, we do Wednesdays at 12.
And Kelly Fastukas moving back to the United States.
Hello?
I'm back, everyone.
Fuck you, Gabby. Fuck your cunt.
All right, get out of here. Lewis, take your glasses off and kiss me.
And take that fucking Mexican and get him out of my chair.
I don't like him.
Shout out, Kelly. We miss you.
All right, guys. Zach, what do you got?
Zach, the new guy.
Yeah. I love you, Zach.
Can we read our emails during his plug, at least?
Yes.
Come on.
You know what, dude? We'll see you next week.